welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
It is April 2016, Friday. Friday, April 2016, and Daniel Kino is in Chicago at Zany's tonight, Friday night. Tomorrow he's at Zany's in the suburbs. The only other Zany's there is. Go see him if you're listening to the show. You're like, Daniel Kino from the Todd Glass Show. We should go actually see him. Go up to him. Say, hey. Anyway, today's show, Daniel Kino is our guest. It's a lot of fun. Duncan Carey was here. He does a song at the end. And Joe, how you doing? Joe's always with us. Joe is on every single show. That's right. Him and Aristotle. Is everything okay? You good? You are? Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. Mm-hmm. So we talk a little bit about everything. A little social, a little political, a little this, a little that. I don't know anymore. I always feel like every show gets, I always have it such a plan, and then I don't get to a lot of the stuff, and then I think, well, just let it go. I think I'm going to start having no list, start doing shows, just no list at all. Or maybe I'll go the other direction. All right, you're great. You good? You feeling all right? Shut up. Just take a deep breath and fucking shut up already.
Oh, God.
It's funny. All right, listen. Enjoy the show. Go see Daniel Kino. And I think you're great. All right? Good show tonight at the Meltdown. It was it was a good show. It doesn't matter. I'm just rambling. So today's show is Daniel Kino's the guest. Enjoy it. You're great. Goodbye. Tweet at Duncan if you like this song. He's very insecure. He closes the show with it. All right. Enjoy the show. Aristotle, how you doing? All right.
Great.
Great. Goodbye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
That's right. Duncan Carey is playing us in live with the little boots are made for walking. Smoke going. It's the Todd Glass Show, everybody.
George Carlin.
To George Carlin, I believe.
So we planned this all day. We played that song in the studio loud, and then Duncan got over in the corner, smoke filling him up, and Duncan knows how to play the guitar, so he could play along. But it was, and then Daniel's like, "Wow, it's really good." You know why you believed it? Because Daniel is stupid. Daniel is stupid.
I'm nice.
All right, listen, that was a weird opening, but why did I get so much joy? Let me get comfortable here. Everything is great.
It looks nice. Todd, your fireplace is smoking. You should get does everybody make that joke?
No, nobody's made it.
Oh my, you should get a chimney checked out. That fireplace.
All that work I do to create this crazy atmosphere, and then you come in, turn around. Turn around and pull in towards me.
It's my first time here. So
that's okay.
I'm taking it in.
I'm going to go nice and slow. That was a weird cold opening, as they call it in the business. Pull all the way in. Stop it. You're killing me. People are like, there's a new Todd Glass. All right, so everything's great. I'm going to say the same thing I normally say. We're going to get going. First of all, I want everyone. Let me put my headsets on. Hello. How are you, Daniel?
I'm great. How are you?
Wow, that was a nice opening. So Duncan Carey's here. You might remember Duncan.
He does not know how to play guitar.
No, he does, and later he's going to do a song to George Carlin.
Okay.
Okay, to George Carlin.
Okay.
I said to George Carlin. That's why I love that word. And then Aristotle. How you doing, Aristotle?
Good.
You're doing good?
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I want you to be doing good because, you know, you should be doing good. What's the... Aristotle's here, everybody. We make a big deal every week. It's not like other shows where you have to sit there.
Aristotle.
Other shows, they make them sit there.
Aristotle. Aristotle.
Is that Duncan?
No, this is...
We're so happy you're with us on the show. So we did this song so that you would know.
Nice, right?
Aristotle. Just love the way that name sounds. Oh, Aristotle.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's funny, he's nice, he's always on time, and oh, what a pro. He's patient and kind and thoughtful and decent, and we love him so. He's special, he's silly, he's funny, he's deep, and he matters so. We love how he's always on time to the show at the barn.
Oh, at the barn.
Aristotle's always on time at the barn. Oh, Aristotle, I'm not just spinning some yarn. Aristotle.
In all fairness, he lost his trumpet, but he still did something.
Hello for you, because we love you so.
He lost his trumpet. He won't admit it. This is not a trumpet, but let's enjoy it. Through, right?
Yes.
The Todd Glass Show, everybody. We know what we're doing. This is a cold opening, you dumb fuck. Other shows, there's something going on here. Yeah, you can tell other shows, oh, you did a... No, when there's an energy in a room, you feel it.
I love that.
Wow. Duncan, that was great.
But
I steal your joke. I edited that out already. They didn't hear it. I do what I do. Sometimes you say great jokes, and then I repeat them, but then I edit out you saying them. So you're thinking, well, they heard me say it first. Not when we're done with it.
Not the bar.
So Aristotle, there you go. That's
where's the other
Lynn
one?
Hey,
I just
where's the other one?
Wait, where, others, right?
Where's hold this on. One? Well, this one has something to do. Joe doesn't miss a beat.
Aristotle, your body language is making me sick.
I said that a month ago. I said, Aristotle, your body language is making me sick. And then I get this in the mail the next day.
Aristotle, your body language is making me sick.
So anyway, let me go nice and slow. This is part of the show, and I think if I remember that, I'll calm down. So far, I think I've delivered a lot of good comedy. So anyway, Aristotle, we're glad you're here. And Aaron is on the board. Aaron's on the board at
Mute Valley Sounds.
Mute Valley Sounds. I'm
He's
telling you,
somebody.
He's
the chairman of the board.
Thank you. Ba-dum-bum, ba-dum, 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 that's the type of work it takes to fix a joke like that. So you're costing the show. A joke like that, I can't. You know, as a matter of fact, with a joke like that, you know what I should do after a joke like that? I should play this. That's what you deserve. I should play this.
Men, 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 manly men.
That's the type of joke that is. You could write on that show.
Manly men, men, men,
men, men, men.
Wait, is that negative?
No.
Oh, boo. Your tone can't lie.
I don't know how good that joke was. So
what joke?
Exactly.
I wanted to do my
joke
so bad.
There's nothing negative here, buddy. I'm so happy
to
be
here. No, because you said the thing about. I'll
you
remind
don't have to
everybody.
Worry about being negative because there's nothing.
But what did you said something about? What was
I
your
said
joke?
He's the chairman of the board.
Chairman of the board, and I was like, ba dum bum, ba dum bum. But that was like an acid version of that. And so Aaron from Mute Valley Sounds, is that what it is? Mute Valley Sounds.
Yep.
Mute Valley Sounds.
Just
sure.
Like the jingle says.
And what is it again?
Mute Valley Sounds.
Mute Valley Sounds. So people should contact you there.
Yes.
Call about people. Listen, I want this show. Let me tell you something, everybody, what Aaron is doing for the show. And I'm going to take a second here. Joe, you know I love you to death. Everybody needs attention. Joe. By the way, I saw a picture of Joey Calhoun at a dance at the college. He's got a nice suit on. He's got a nice pretty lady. Well, not a lady. He's not dating the lunch lady. a young woman.
Who is that?
Calhoun.
Oh, it's a long story. I don't want to bore you with it. But anyway, Calhoun, you know who you are, Michael. You know, we worry about you. I think I worry about some of the listeners more than they give a shit about me. Oh, Michael Calhoun shows up at the show. He doesn't give a fuck about us anymore, and I'm sick of it. I got to get pictures through Ross, the drummer from Pittsburgh, that you went to your... You don't introduce me to the person you want to date? And then, so Aaron is here. I want Aaron on this show, and you just...
Uh-huh.
I want Aaron on the show. I want, because let me tell you something. Aaron makes Jake's life easier. And, oh, by the way, Jake is going to probably get to go to Washington, D.C., which is something I'll talk about next week. I know how to tease shit. Jake makes Aaron's life easier. And then Aaron makes, it both works together. It works mm-hmm. together. So we want to keep, we all want to keep him here because he's organizing this board and he's just making things that we didn't know how to do, you know. So I want people to, you know, I don't care. Throw him, act like you need him to record something, even if you don't. Go buy his house. He'll never know. You'll make him feel good. Spend $100. Don't be cheap. But then, no, maybe you're doing a podcast. Maybe like, I want to do a podcast.
Maybe you're recording something.
Maybe it could be, by the way, because you listen to the show, you know his sensibilities. It might just be, you're not even in the business. You want to do something funny to send home to your family at Christmas or maybe for a birthday. You're like, I want to do a cool video, but I don't want, it doesn't have to be gigantic. Or it could be a podcast every week. Or it could be a short film you want some help on. That you know, it could be an array of things. Yes, Daniel.
You know how many people say, oh, I should do a podcast. I should do a podcast. Everybody says that. I should do a podcast. Well, what do? And well, you have to go to a thing, and then that's where it stops. Right. Or you can call a guy; he'll tell you what to
do. And by the way,
he'll record it.
I got it better than that.
And then instead of not recording it, you can not send it to anybody. You know, but at least you'll have it.
Thank you very much.
Also, voiceovers. Lots of people trying to get
voiceover
game.
Thank you.
Was I being negative?
No, Daniel. I feel it's the same way. When you're negative, it's not your. It's you're not negative. What did Tom Martin say? Oh, you were being
combative.
Combative.
Yeah.
But your energy is always the best. I love you. I like that you're here. I feel comfortable when I'm around you. So you're good. So I did want to say this. So Aaron from where are you from again?
Mute Valley Sound.
That's right. Mute Valley Sound. Remember the name. We'll be back right after this. See, I do it like a real ad. Mute Valley Sound. Mute Valley Sound. Mute, Mute Valley Sound. Mute Valley Sound. Mute Valley Sound. Mute. Mute Valley Sound. I want to say that.
That looks like he was actually playing it.
He was then. To George Carlin, he was. That he wasn't singing. His guitar doesn't sing. So
that's
my first country hit.
There you go.
just I lob him out. There you go. Bingity bang. That's number 138. That's trick with the. So I want to say this.
That's how that one works.
Can you take your phone off the table? Last week, to George Carlin, I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. We had a thing where my friend Gina, her boyfriend was talking, and I was getting a little stressed out, and it wasn't the best side of me. And someone said that they sent an email. They go. They thought it was a bit because I was uncharacteristically, whatever the word is, to Nick, you know, I said, did you not listen to the opening of the podcast? Because which I don't mind. I fist fast.
You are uncharacteristically what?
Mean to him, yelling at him.
Okay.
And I explained it in the opening and I put it in the context. It doesn't. If it was my best, I wouldn't be proud of it. If it's my worst, which I hope it is, if you heard it, you probably wouldn't be like, oh, Jesus Christ. But you can tell. I'm, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world, but you can tell I'm fucking pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
But I say that in the opening. I say it wasn't necessarily because of him, although I would have just heavily teased him if he just fell asleep, but it was dealing with all the other stuff. But you know what? That's not a fucking excuse. There's still a decorum that you have to be, and it means that I'm not going to, like, I don't think I'm the worst person in the world. No, but I didn't want to edit it because, you know what? It's bullshit if I edit it. It makes it look like, yeah, people, that happens. And when it happens, you talk about it and you don't try to edit it out. And then they believe you when it's peaceful. 99% of the 0.9% of the time, they believe it because, oh, yeah, when it happens, I thought it was important to go. I had like a crazy, but Nick, the next day, just so you know, to George Carlin, fine. You know,
you and him.
Yes.
Yes.
Because, you know, the only, usually, just learning, you know, you if you just, that's it. But, yeah, the next day, we were laughing about it because it was like, there were funny parts, but also, what did you say?
Well, doesn't your audience appreciate the fact that they're getting an authentic experience?
Well, I hope they do. And that, sometimes during the show, I'll say, edit this out, edit that out. First of all, in the opening theme, it says it's overwhelmingly a joke whenever I go, edit that out. But, yeah, I just thought that was, that happened. I did think about it. I thought, you know, that's not the way I want to be. It doesn't matter even if I'm right. That's the problem when you start saying, but I'm right. Everybody fucking thinks they're right. So the danger is if you're right and you think you're right and you can only excuse that behavior when you're right, then when you're wrong, sometimes you end up being a dick already. So let's make the thing that even if you're dead right, I could have sanded the edges off of how angry I got. I was on shrooms. Now, maybe some people think I'm doing a double backflip here. I do. Now, if it happens again and I go, oh, I was on shrooms.
Wait, you were on mushrooms?
Oh, I was on shrooms.
Oh, I don't think that's
look at me. I do psychedelic drugs.
Oh,
I'm so open-minded. Some people are okay being sober and getting kicks out of life itself. But, I need to enhance the experience.
You guys have a problem? My friend Daniel knows you have a problem. You made a big deal about nothing. And this is the bottom line. You guys, I love all of you. You did it fucking wonderfully. Then you, what is your name?
Aaron on the board.
Love that.
Aaron on the board. He did it great.
Does he answer everything like that?
He really committed. He has all his things for everything. So listen. So I want to go through... Now, you heard, do you want to?
Can you turn the light up a little?
Oh, sure.
Oh, really? Well, I thought that was going to be a lot. Oh, come on.
More?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's great. That's great.
Is that good?
I thought you did a bit the first time.
No, I didn't. So, anyway, I'm in a really great mood.
That's how you get it extra high. You go,
yeah.
No, are you joking?
That's Daniel's saying because he goes, the first time he probably saw that I turned the lights up a little, but he goes, oh, yeah, that's a joke. So I'm thinking, really? I really put some gusto into it.
Maybe the switch is loose.
Turned him way up, and then Daniel got it his way by tricking me. So anyway, well, hello, everybody.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I think about your bit a lot. Overreactor, under, calmer down. How does it go?
Overreactor, calmer downer.
Yeah.
There's always somebody upset, and the other person, the best way to calm that person down is overreact to what they're telling you is bad. Don't try to placate it.
God, I love that bit.
Just
so
go,
much.
Oh, God. So here's what I want to talk about. Do you want to... There's one thing I definitely don't want to talk about, but I thought maybe we could...
You're not going to tell people what the bit is?
Oh.
People might not know.
Yeah, yeah. So I go like...
It's important in a relationship that you're often, you're in a situation where...
I'll tell it.
You have to avoid a fight, right? It's a great bit.
Well, I used to say it was my girlfriend.
It doesn't matter.
Somebody said... Yeah, I think this is somebody tweeted... Todd Glass is mocking that I was uncomfortable with talking about being gay.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, yeah. Is there a jar
where you guys put money?
No, on the Nikki Glaser show. And all I say to myself is be where you're at.
What did you say?
I talk about it, but it's obvious every time I talk about it, including then. But let me tell you something. Listen to the show from 3 years ago. Look at my life from 4 years ago. And sometimes here's what I say to myself with that. I know, how long is that going to be? Even me, I look at it from that perspective. Oh, really? You still can't say the word? You know what? No. I say it more than I used to. I know that I have to say it. In the beginning, I did not say it. I would work my way around trying to say that. Well, you know, since I came, you know, and I would hesitate, and I would stop and pause it. And now I say it, and there's still a hesitant in my voice. And I wanted to say to that person, you know, they're like, get over it. And it's probably, you know, it's like... No, you have no idea.
Why can't you?
That's not a mean
why
person.
Why can't you get over it?
Because here's what. There are to them. Yeah, there are people. I don't think they're homophobic, by the way.
No, I don't think they're homophobic.
Not at all.
I think.
It has nothing to do with that.
I think they have a personal, probably investment in what's going on here. And for whatever reason, that strikes a thing with them. And enough so that they have to contact you to let you know.
By the way, I'm not complaining that they let me know. I'm just reacting.
I'm just saying this is what I see.
Did you hear what I just said?
Yes. But
I don't want to have that type of podcast where I say, oh, people, I can't believe they can all say. No, they say it. I think it's awesome. People also say nice things. But when they talk about it, I'm just responding. No, I'm not responding, why don't you shut up? No.
I just think get over is not a very great point.
I think at best, at best, it was someone thinking maybe because how they dealt with it. That, of course, you're dealing with it on the same level, and yeah, it fucking, come on, really? You know, so
no,
anyway.
I doubt that person read your book.
So anyway, but that's okay. They got hit by a bus.
What? What?
They got hit by a bus.
Well, Todd, what?
Do you know, hold on. Somebody sent me, God, Riker, sent me in a nice email.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I almost feel bad. It's endearing in a way. And then when I write back, I'll talk about this on the podcast. I think some people are like, no, I don't. Please, you know what I meant? Like, oh, no, like, I don't want to. I think that's adorable that they even give a shit that I might go off on. You know what I mean? I might go, God, you know.
Well, what's the email?
But basically, I almost wish we could pause and let you read it if you felt necessary. Because I want this person. I think I just sold you pretty well. But you don't need to be yelled at. I think there are times to yell, and I'm not going to stop it all the time. But I'm learning, always. And I think there's a time to just be a little more gentle. And this is the way Riker needs to be dealt with. Now, I almost feel like I want to pause 60 seconds so you could read this email.
Okay.
And then come back and talk about it. And let me tell you something, and I'm being totally serious.
Mm-hmm. How old is this person?
It's in the email.
Okay.
But I am taking this a little different direction. Usually I rush past this. Don't worry, I got something for you.
It's okay.
Wait till you see.
Okay.
Don't you think I have a little intro for you?
Sure.
This is the cold opening. Other shows are so upset. Other shows, they can't believe it. They go, that's like a show.
Just the cold open.
I got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever been to one of these shows where the producer's sitting at the table? Is that a real show, or is that just like are they doing a bit?
No,
the producer's in another room, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, behind plexiglass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand. Oh, yeah, like Aristotle, he doesn't.
I look at that.
Sure. Well, he's in another room. Well, it's a real show. Yeah, he's in there.
I love it.
Sure. For the new listeners, Todd takes a piece of plexiglass. Hold on. So let's take 60 seconds, and I'll tell you what, I'm being totally serious. Look at me, Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
You're another place.
Well, now I want to read it.
You're complaining. Somehow you turned. You're agreeing, but into a complaint tone.
Well, sorry.
I want to read it. That's what I want you to do. So okay. We used to go. I want to read it.
Okay.
So anyway, but listen, I'm to George Carlin, folks.
Yes.
We can do an amazing thing. We can either very brilliantly try to explain to this person and help educate them, which we perceive to be educating them.
Mm-hmm.
And he represents maybe other people too. He represents other people too. So I think it's in a weird way, maybe the privilege isn't the right word, but like the opportunity, I take it on. And that's why I want you to read this. Because at first I was like, okay. Oh, we'll fly by. I'll give the gist of what he said. It's worth a 60-second break or whatever. For you, it'll be nothing, the listener. For us, it's the break. You know. So we'll read the letter, and then we'll come back and be nice and really try to educate this person. Now, I know that – hold on. Uh-huh. I know that might seem education. Can you imagine if, you know, somebody I told that I don't believe you should spank children even, and they said, let me educate you, and I get it. And you're like – and you know you're right, and you're going, wow, educate me. Get off your fucking high horse, including me. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Hey, why can't he think what he thinks and I think what I think? Look, yeah, but you can hope. You can be clean enough. Let's face it. People do change their opinion. Me and a lot of people, some people miraculously, just a light goes off. Something like, wow, because someone maybe patiently talked to them or they subconsciously started seeing things when they get out of the bubble of their home. So, yeah, I guess you could say, like, well, it's just my opinion. He has his. That's what we're hoping we can do. Go, no. This isn't even in the gray area. This isn't even in the gray area. So what can we play when we take a – hold on. Jesus Christ. By the way, the last time you were here, do you remember this? Take it through the house.
I had a friend, was a great stand-up.
It looks like he's playing.
He helped Todd write his book.
Daniel goes, oh my God, it looks like Aristotle's playing. From the guitar thing, and Aristotle is playing. Remember that? Good. So listen, what are you doing with my notes?
I'm so excited to read this.
Okay,
thing.
So yeah. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to everybody take a deep breath. So Daniel just read the letter, but before we get to it, and I'm going to be cohesive during the show, then we're going to take a break, we're going to get fresh air, and we're going to do the silly talk on the show. Although we
have your listeners... Do they know what it's about? Have you discussed this before?
No. Okay. But before I get to it, sure, it's a tease. I know what I'm doing.
I know. You tease so much content as if you actually have real commercial breaks that you have to like get.
Well,
back.
I feel like I do. I've been listening to radio my whole life. And
I know.
I feel like we'll be back right after this. We're not going anywhere. I know. It's fun. I play radio. It's the best. It's better than doing radio and have to listen to those dumb fucks in management that used to have to, the people that had talent in radio had to fight. Anyway, listen. So I thought about something. This is going to be real quick. It has nothing to do with the letter you read and the letter that got sent into us, but it has to do with something else. And I think it's a really great idea. It has to do with the. now again, I was going to about the gay thing.
Okay.
it's still hard.
Get it?
You know what I was going to do, and I think now I feel like people like that are onto me. I go, it's about the But you know what? Our regular listeners know. I'm Mark Maron. But you know what? No. What if they're? I get it. That comment probably bothered me because there's some truth to it. It means work a little harder to me. But at the same time, you could have said it a little nicer. But anyway.
Can I say something?
Hold on. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think it bothered you because on some level you feel like he called you on something that bothers you?
I just said. Yeah, I just acknowledge that.
Okay.
But there's still a way to do it. And yes, at the end of the day, look, nothing scares me in a progression more than looking dated. So if just, but yet at the same time, there are kids there's adults and there's a lot of kids still. It's not like it's 2060 now and I'm going, in our wheelhouse, there are still a lot of people that listen to this show that have trouble with that word. Some older, some younger, but even younger, you would think, well, no, because if a kid's 17 now and he finds out. No, the world mostly still makes a lot of people.
Well, I don't know that I agree with you. No, why do we need a word that identifies somebody's sexual preference? Why does that word?
I don't even
do
know what you're talking about.
The word gay, right? To identify somebody as gay. Like, why does that matter?
Well, I'll tell you, there's two conversations.
Isn't like the next evolution of society that
Hold on. You know what? Thank God I'm here. Because I listen to these other shows, and I really do think it might be a skill I have. As much as I get lost, I hope that I keep this. I'll keep right on. We're about ready to have two conversations. And whenever Frosty and Heidi Frank would do that, I would always go out of my fucking mind. There are two conversations. One is, you're right. We would like to evolve past that word. And guess what? We will. There'll be something else, and everyone will think it's just being over the top. But when years roll around, it'll look like, oh, that really cleaned up sexuality. It helped define it in a cleaner, more healthy way. That needs to happen. But without dismissing what that guy said, and in the meantime, it is the word we have to use. So I just say use it uncomfortably. That's what almost Dr. Kevin Sousa said. I said, you know, because this happened one other time about 3 years ago, right afterwards. Mm-hmm. They go, how's he going to help anybody if he can't even say the word gay? And I asked Kevin, I go, I want to know the fucking truth. Is that true?
Valid.
It is, and it isn't. You know, he said, you did it. They know. By the end of watching you, that it's new and you're uncomfortable. Why should you pretend it's comfortable? This is what Kevin said. If there's some, I always say younger, but it could be an older person too, some younger person that when I talked about it the way I talked about it, went, God, that's fucking like me, this guy. As opposed to me faking it that I'm okay with it when I'm not yet, and instead of having someone out there go, yeah, that's like me.
And then going, oh, I wish I was like that.
And go, yeah. And they go, no, because that's not where I'm at yet. But anyway, so that's why probably it bothered me, because I think at the end of it, maybe told a little abruptly, but I work on it.
So maybe the answer is, yes, it bothers me, but at least I don't try to hide it, and I'm myself out there.
You could have wrote a sweeter.
You could have been nicer. I'm
been
bearing
sweeter.
My soul, and I'm not bullshitting you about where I'm at in life. A lot of people do that when they get up there.
So anyway, here's what it has to do with. So in the book.
See, I fucking.
Thank you, I know.
Right,
well, that's why I'm glad you're here when you're not
easy,
being mean.
Easy.
Well, most of the time you're mean.
Oh.
No, I said it. And the whole crew said it. Everybody here before you got here. I thought in the book I have something. It's a page that I had thought it would be great, but would make me happy if somebody that was this page was for someone that's getting thrown out of their house because they're gay.
Uh-huh.
That they would say, please just rip this page out of this book and give it to that person. But I realized something that I want to do, and I want to have almost Dr. Kevin Sousa. Someone that's not in that situation. They're not getting thrown out of their house. If their parents are being actually pretty good, but it's a show for this, what I'm about to say. I want to do an hour show with almost Dr. Kevin Sousa, and I want someone that's going through it to hear the show first. No one's going to recommend it to anybody unless they hear it and go, wow, I want to do them proud. I want to make them go, fuck, in 1 hour, I could send someone there and they would really understand how I feel, and it would be this. Yes, you're in your house, you're gay, it's okay, or if it's transgender or whatever you're going through, but let's not talk about it. And that's a big, big group of people. Mm-hmm. And they have loving parents. They really do. And there's so many great things. And if you looked at them, their faces aren't scrunched up. And so I said that and somebody laughed. I go, well, when you describe that behavior, it's not evolved. And your subconscious goes right to a person like, just let's not talk about it. You know, you wouldn't meet my mom. A lot of people are saying her dad. And they'd say brilliant things where you were at the table. They're not these. But in this area, and I think we should do an hour show, an hour and a half. And because I thought about something. You have to it's all bullshit. You're not – it has nothing to do with the Bible. And what that does, it makes you think – in other words, remember in the book I said if I was – my dad was maybe going through an operation and maybe he was going through a – you know, he was becoming – or he was very – he dressed in women's clothes but was totally straight.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say, why would you fucking tell this, Dad? No. The end, I hope I'm proud of myself even in a bad situation. So why would you – What would happen if that was happening? You know, I'm 25 years old. I'm 30 years old. I hope as I got older, I would evolve and it would be less. Who knows? Maybe even 2 years ago, he's coming to a show and he's dressed as a woman. That would be a little difficult for me because but here's the difference. And if someone goes, "Ooh, you're trying to make a bad person into a good person," I hope not. I hope you're going to go, "No, you're good. You're honest for admitting it. I'd hate it. I'd go, oh, yeah, maybe I'll be back in 3 months because I wouldn't want to deal with it. And it's, well, I don't know. But here's the difference. I would go fucking get help. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't make him get help. And what you hide behind religion, it's like going, okay, you're all right, but get help. And you act like, no, you need help.
How did religion get into this?
Well, religion got into it because there was nothing factual that says that why that's a bad thing. So they go to the religion, and it's like, it's our religion because nothing else will. And that's what a lot of people do.
Let's get into this. I feel like that's a good
segment. So an hour show, just talking them through it.
Yeah, I think that's a great area of people. You know?
And I think
when you do that, I think you should do a show with Dr. Kindler about fine.
By the way,
you're a comedian, but let's not talk about it.
Wait, say that again?
It's for parents. Fine, you're a comedian, but let's not talk about it.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, it's Dr. Kevin Sousa.
It's Dr. Kevin Sousa.
It's Dr. Kevin Sousa, yeah. You fucks. Okay, so this letter came in from... tell me how good you think I paraphrased just from what I read.
Like, okay.
He's trying to say that not all Trump supporters are just bad, evil people. Mm-hmm. That's the crux of it. The crux of it.
Yeah. Some of it, yeah. And then about Trump. That's he says he's a Trump voter, but then they're not all racist, bad people, yes.
Now, how do you...
And then he also says, which I believe...
By the way, I thought it was the cleanest way to handle this was... Take for granted, because there's a lot of nice people out in this world, a lot of decent people, that he is somebody that is saying that. I don't have hate. I don't have... Well, then to me, it just got scarier then, more for him.
Yeah.
Because if you're not that, well, you're rooting for somebody that is. That is not up for debate. Now, if we're going to spend an hour going, there's no way this guy that wrote this email is nice. No. We're saying you are. But you can't... Now you have to be upset. You might go, well, that's your opinion. That I'm rooting for somebody that is not a nice person, that you could say evil. Mm-hmm. That's our opinion. Listen, you have to take the boxing gloves off. This isn't. I was going to say I love you. I do, because I know that's all that's going to make this person take the boxing gloves off, and that means getting ready to prove they're right. All you have to do is sit down.
Well, you should explain the other part of the email.
Well, but am I right that how do you say to somebody?
I think they're connected in terms of
Let me ask you this though: how do you explain to someone that's not even the gray area? Who, be honest, he exists. I'm sure there's other listeners that don't understand that the path to the pain, that it's not just Donald Trump saying these things. How does someone? I'm asking this genuinely, not with a flippant tone, but it's not. It's not a. How does somebody not understand that?
Well, maybe he doesn't care about the issues that you're talking about. Have you thought about that?
No. I mean, but he's saying they're not all. What was it that he said they're not all?
He said that we're not all racist and we're not all.
Okay, well then.
So he cares. Look, do you want me to. Okay, so the other part of the email was that he also likes Bernie. He likes Bernie a lot. It's either Bernie or Trump, as long as it's not Hillary. And he wishes it was Bernie and Trump running, and he's a little unclear if he would vote for Bernie if it was Bernie Trump, but he's definitely identified himself as a Trump supporter because he is concerned, and I believe I'm quoting, about illegal immigration and ISIS. Those are the two main things that are keeping this guy up at night. Illegal immigration and ISIS. Not gay rights, not homelessness, not women's rights, not abortions, not the economy. It's ISIS, which is
not
happening.
College education.
Not college education.
Shut up with your goddamn college.
Right. It's immigration. There's Mexicans at his door. Todd, let's be honest. Riker, we don't know Riker's situation. Riker probably lost his job to a Mexican illegally, right? His wife probably left him for one.
All right, don't be joking.
No, seriously, we don't know, right? His kids probably started speaking Spanish. You know, she married a Mexican. She had to. He was illegal. How is he going to stay in the country and raise Riker's children? All right? And now, what's he doing for a living? I don't know. I don't.
You're good. Okay. Let me ask you this. I thought about something.
Maybe he doesn't care.
You know me pretty well. We'll get right back to this, but let me just get this out of my head. It has to do with why someone, like, if someone is, look... It exhausts me the fact to think that I have to discuss with what you just brought clarity to it. But I don't. I think there's people that if they really knew the type of destruction that someone like his causes, that some of them wouldn't give a shit. I get it. But someone like this guy, how can you listen to this show and not be a halfway decent person? You would have get fucking tired of me by now with all the shit I say. So that's what I'm giving this guy, the benefit of the doubt.
I think I might have been a little, you know, what's the word?
Well, I told you not to be mean.
Not mean.
Oh,
yeah, I guess maybe it was mean. I think what I've heard a lot from intelligent people who seem to like Trump or Bernie is they're just generally fed up with the system.
Yeah, but
they think the entire system's broken. So let's just throw a
wrench. Listen, hold on. It's very hard. And of course, we know that they're both passionate people that think they're trying to fix things. But from a place of calm and I'm deeming myself the one that is the more, I'm the right one. Yeah. You know why? And I've said this before, because history writes it that it's always this way. I'm just going with odds. I really am just going with odds.
I mean,
hold on. But the person that can answer our economical problems, what you just said, and this is where I put a little time into this thought.
Mm-hmm.
Social problems are economical problems. Hate is costing this country a lot of fucking money. And that's not bullshit. That is not bullshit. If you could make people go, if you can't be kind from your heart, or if you think, no, that person's weird, if you would just know, we can't afford it anymore, your hate. And it really is. It costs money. It is cost effective.
Do you know who primarily sponsored the anti-transgender bathroom law in North Carolina?
Who?
It was the company that makes men and women bathroom signs. Oh God. A lot of people don't know that, but you know what I mean? Like, you don't, like, colored only sign manufacturers went under in the 60s. Is that really bad? I don't know. Okay, yeah, I don't know if it's...
Well, if I play that, you really think I'm... I would just cut it. Hold on.
Okay, so...
What I just said that... come on, I don't know if you're listening. Can I be a dick?
Yeah.
When I say being hateful is costing this country too much money, and I don't see a look in your face of like...
I agree.
When I thought that 2 days ago... And if you can't convince people to do it because it's the right thing to do, there is no doubt that the person that has the answers to our economical problems, he can't unless he has the answers to our social problems.
No, how about this? Because the person that's going to cure cancer might be transgender, and you have to be okay with that. If the person that might find a way to cure AIDS might be gay or transgender, and let's just not limit ourselves to the kind of people we let...
Well, I'm saying that when people, do you know our premiums would go down if we stop judging people? People aren't, look, some people would always need to be on medicine. But I think when I say this, it's like, yeah. I think that, I get it. On top of that, it's a little extra check. No, I'm like talking solid fucking numbers would prove that if you could show people a stat of where it would be if everybody, someone could figure this out, by the way, if they wanted to, someone that does numbers like this in a week and have really clean numbers, stats. Medical would go down. Insurance would go down. People wouldn't be... When you mind fuck people, you fuck with their head. When you fuck with someone's head, that costs you money.
Right.
That costs the American payer money. When you're taking someone that's transgender or you're taking someone that's gay, you take a gay kid, you tell them it's abnormal. You don't know. You are fucking paying a shit ton because you're fucking with someone's head and you're wrong.
How about when you're transgender and you're trying to get hormones and your health insurance company won't pay for it? So now you're forced to, but
if you were, and I hope this, look, people know this comes from a place of love. I've said this before. I hope it makes sense. They wouldn't pay for that. But if a baby, if nature made two babies connected at the head, that's something that just went wrong on the outside. They'd pay for that. But they don't believe it on the inside. But my point is, nevertheless, whoever you're fucking with women and telling them they shouldn't make as much. That plays a fucking role in someone's psyche. What the fuck are we still not paying with? What the fuck is going on? And you know why? Because they live here in this world. There's a reason it still happens. There's two reasons that women aren't making the same amount of money. And come on. There's one reason they don't fucking deserve it. Or two, what the fuck is going on? Which is it?
One.
So anyway.
Can we get back to Riker?
Hold on, no.
No, come on. Can we
hold
get back
on.
To Riker?
So I just think if we could convince the American public, try being not... Things will
you
get
don't
really
have to convince
great.
American public. Can I say something now?
Yeah,
you don't have to convince American public. American public is with you, which is why Obama got elected twice. Right? And this is how good...
Talking about the other people. Let me tell you something. Hold on. Let me interrupt you.
You have to convince Riker.
Hold on. Let me interrupt you just to make my point. If you're in a room, I'm not acknowledging we are not... Bernie Sanders makes me cry every time I see him. And when I see the amount of people that come out to see him, I get... We're not talking about that. But we're talking
about your grandfather?
Exactly. If you're in a room and there's 50 people and 90...
Come on, we're on fire.
If you're in a room and there's 50 people and 45 of them are nice, but there's five being dicks, that's enough to ruin someone's evening. I'm saying to the percentage of this world that is causing this trouble and is... even if 80% of the world or 50 or whatever it is, even if it's 10% of the world that's that hateful, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. That's doing the damage. Mm-hmm. And I think it's about time you stood up and you go, you're so worried, you're so broke, you want jobs, but you somehow think you have this limited budget to be unkind to people. It is costing you. It's not a joke. But yet they're always saying, oh, I need this. They don't have to, everybody's like, yeah, well, then how won't you cut back on your hate?
Okay. I'm with you.
Okay, what about this?
Go back to Riker. He didn't mention the economy.
I know. Well, you're right.
He mentioned.
But that's my point. I tie it together because if you can't help everyone, you're not going to help anybody.
And here's my answer to the whole anarchy, the whole system so broken. Let's not. Hey, you're right. It is broken. But guess what you don't get to do? You don't get to put a lunatic. You're like, you don't get to wake up one morning and decide you want to be involved and then put a lunatic in the White House. What you get to do is figure out who your congressman is, figure out who your senator is, figure out who your district, whatever politicians are, and you get involved in the life around you, right? People go, really, if the system is so broken, then why would you think Donald Trump would be okay? He gets a nuclear button. If it's so broken, you realize how bad it would be. People deep down don't think it's broken. They want to see what would happen. They trust the system. They trust government. Government is bad until you call 911. Government is bad until you get on the freeway and have to go drive to work. And the freeway that's built using a government is bad until you're using the internet, which came out as a government project. Government is good. Sometimes. Not a lot.
Right, of course.
It's supposed to be good. It was designed to be good. It was limited, but good. But you don't get to be a fucking anarchist and go, no government, Trump, right? Ha, 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 ha. And what you're saying is, ultimately, it's going to be okay, right? Like, my checks are going to arrive, cops will show up, so let's fuck see what happens. So that means government is so good and secure now that you're worrying about Mexicans coming in and ISIS. ISIS is happening. It is a problem that we caused, by the way, the Bush administration caused largely. But it's happening very far away. Obama's kept everybody safe. His foreign policy has been pretty great. He's handed the fight in the Middle East to Russia, which has saved us millions and saved countless American lives. But still, people want to get into a fight. Hey, we should be fighting ISIS. Why are you...
Also, sir? Walls aren't cheap, and she's sure as fuck.
Actually, the wall thing I'll give him, no, the wall thing I'll give him, that is genius, his wall idea. He'll pay for it, they'll pay for it. That's such a brilliant move, because...
You mean, you're kidding, though, right?
No. I am kidding, but his trick is pretty clever, because we have an ongoing deficit with Mexico. It's like, let's say you owe me $10, right? Mm-hmm. But then I want to put up a fence between our houses. So I'm going to put up a fence. It costs $3. And then I'm going to say, just give me $7. Don't worry about it. I took the money for the fence out of the debt. Technically, you paid for it.
I can't even... You know, it's like hearing Hitler, something nice he did.
Wow. No, that's not... I'm saying...
It's hard for me to hear it. You know, that makes sense, what I just said, doesn't it?
It's not a nice thing he did. I'm just saying it's a business thing.
Whatever, that's a good idea.
It's not a good idea. I was just being...
And you know what else? You know what else? And then we'll move on, because I want to have a silly show. Well, I'm having fun now. I have to admit it.
Oh, so
okay,
political.
So Riker.
Oh, it's like
talking about.
Oh my goodness!
Jobs.
I mean, watching CNN. Whoa.
You're not going to stop.
What are you, Wolf Blitzer or Todd Glass? Wow! Oh my goodness! Political elections. Hillary Clinton getting money from Goldman Sachs. I know so much.
Great guys. I think it's rude. I think it's rude. It's rude. Please. It's my show. I cut you off. Cut his mic off. I want to say, first of all, I don't think you're hearing any of my great ideas, because I can tell you just, you know, we're both talking, but nobody's listening. But I heard you. the reason somebody, because I said the fact that the cost effective thing, being open minded it's cost effective. No one ever hit it from that angle. But
being
listen,
nice overall.
Here's the last thing. So. When I think somebody is going to vote for somebody when they don't believe in their social views, now I know we're not told, we've morphed out, and we'll go back to Riker, we'll go back to the Trump. I'm moving away from it for a second. when people go outside of what their social views are. They go, I don't agree with that person socially, but I agree that they'll fix the economy. Well, first of all, like I said, you can't. If you can't fix the economy unless you know how to make everybody happy. When the world's happy, it will run like a motherfucker. That's what's going to happen. When everybody's treated fairly, everyone's going to go, oh, my God, isn't it funny how more productive we are? Of course, of course. But in the meantime, even if, I love the even if, it's an even if, and it's an even if that's circled and etched into a fucking tree, they did have the answers to our problems socially, financially. Why would you want to give somebody who get the life preservers and is only going to throw them to a certain group of people? And here's the sad part. I get it if there's only 20 life preservers, right? You're going to throw them to your friends that you're not, you're prejudiced. You're going to throw, but there's enough to give everybody. You can have the answers to our economical problems and be socially fair. It's not one or the other. So I'm not hoping someone that's going to get life preservers that isn't going to throw them to every fucking person that needs one. But they'd get the life preservers, and then maybe once we got them, we could. No, I'll fucking drive a shittier car, and I'll be all right if I make the socially right decision.
Mm-hmm.
So what? You get a smaller house. And I'm talking to people that can do that. I can't.
Well, that's why these arguments like are sort of irrelevant. It's like, hey, illegal immigration is hurting us. That's not the thing that's hurting us the most. Yes, yes, there's probably some bleeding happening in the economy and crimes, statistics, whatever. But Jesus Christ, like, Americans are dying on the streets, homeless Americans. Shouldn't we take care
of that?
Can
I tell you something?
Mexicans,
some people say we should have the answer.
It's a lack of empathy all across the board for gay people, for transgender people, for the homeless guy dying down the street from you. You don't give a fuck. You want to pretend that it's the wall or that it's ISIS.
I know.
Well, when do we start the show?
So, Bruce. Let's talk about Bruce Springsteen, then we'll introduce you. Anyway. Hey, the Riker, is that the name about Trump? You know, look, I don't...
Okay,
I know.
Can I say something, Riker? Mm-hmm. Riker, I understand what you mean. The whole system is
fucked
up. Don't
be too mean. Don't be too nice either, because that pisses me off.
The whole system is fucked up. I agree with you. The entire political process is a joke, which is why Trump is where he is. Because you can buy airtime and you can convince the American public that you have the ideas. But what's going to happen, even if he wins, which he won't, it'll be Bernie Sanders probably for 4 years, and he's going to end up being the next Jimmy Carter. 20 years from now, we'll go, he was fucking right. Even if you want somebody, like even if Trump wins, nothing's going to happen. He's not going to build a wall. He's not going to renegotiate any deals. It's just going to be an embarrassing nightmare, and you won't.
Daniel,
and you'll
do me
feel
a favor.
Bad about yourself.
Do me a favor, because here's maybe my own selfish reasons. I was hoping, just very being honest, that you would, because you can brilliantly do this, and you'll probably do it right now for me. Talk about how not what he will do, it probably, because I think you're 100% right. But talk about what he's done in the past. Isn't there a side of you, and don't just agree with me because you'll think you'll make me feel better, but I'm going to say it in a very...
Mm-hmm.
There has to be a side of you that can calmly and brilliantly explain to someone not what he might do, not that's what he's already done. Like... some of the hate. Like, let me give you an example. Some people would say you have to know what to do with the immigration policy to be able to say his is wrong. You know what? No. Now, if I don't know, but I get the feeling. Look, if you just want to go with pure numbers, whatever the masses usually think are wrong, if you could get over your own goddamn self and go just on that alone, because I don't know what to fucking do. Okay. But how come I smell that way isn't fucking right? And you know why? I can't do open heart surgery. But if I see a guy having a heart attack on the side of the street and someone knifing him and reaching him with a hose and squirting it and they go, we're trying to give him open heart surgery, I know it's not fucking right. Something looks fucking wrong. Even though someone go, well, why don't you give him open heart surgery? I don't have to give him open heart surgery to get a good goddamn feeling that that's not open heart surgery. And when I look at the way they're saying to do it, I smell. First of all, they can't believe that we know there is a problem. They think we just say that. No, there is a fucking problem. And it has to be dealt with kindly and decently and fairly with love. You can fucking do it. We need to change some goddamn things. You got to say it like that to
what?
People or they don't believe that you know there's a problem.
Like what?
Well, like you mean there's a problem with people coming over here?
No, is there?
Well, first of all, I'm a little high. So that's not an excuse. I thought there was...
I mean, yes, there is an illegal immigration problem.
But by the way, if I'm wrong, I'll be the first one on the opening to say. I thought there was. I thought the issue was, look, there are people here, and we have to be human. Let me put it this way so I'll feel better, because okay. I don't want podcast hangover tomorrow. Okay. If there is a problem, I overset it like that because I wanted people on the other side to go, I'm aware there's might be something. Now I'm adding the word might. Might need to be something that's dealt with. Aggressively even, but it can't be like an animal. And how come I smell that? The letter? Hold on. On that issue alone, that's not, yeah. On that issue alone, and that's not a little issue. How can somebody, and by the way, I try to take tone out of my voice, go, because it's not like you disagree on economical plan or Jesus Christ, I get it. There can be things you don't like about someone, but at the end of the day, I get it. You don't have to love everything about somebody. There can be things you don't like, but overwhelmingly, you go, overwhelmingly, I like who they are, even though I hate that and I hate that. Overwhelmingly, I like who they are. That's what I would imagine this person and other people like it, and I'm coming to my point, are feeling about Donald Trump. They want to go, we don't like everything about him. Matter of fact, that pisses me off about him. But at the end of the day, and here's the fucking part, yeah, that they still say, by the way, I did you right if you're listening. You're going, okay, he gets it. I even said there's a few things they fucking hate about him. But overwhelmingly, or they wouldn't be for him, they're going, I like him. And that perplexes me that they don't understand what some of the damage that he's doing.
Well, how about the fact that he's completely inauthentic?
Like, you can't see through that.
You can't see.
You think
that.
Leaders? Let me tell you something. You think we're going to answer our problems? Because here's what you're going. Leaders of other countries. Here's what you're saying indirectly. They're stupid. They're not. He's going to fool them. They're maniacal themselves. They'll see through his bullshit. Right. You just think you see through it, and we see. Who doesn't see through it?
We don't know what's going on with his hair.
Oh, you have to go to the hair.
Why can't I? Why do I have to live in the country where this fucking buffoon has to, like, stand and be held in the same regard as, like, the President of the United States, and he gets to, like, talk shit, and he gets to make sex jokes about Clinton in the White House, blowjobs. Hey,
you don't
asshole, he also balanced the fucking budget, and he was president for 8 years. What did you ever do that was of service to other people? Nothing. Nothing. That's the problem. Hold on, I actually have to say this.
Go ahead.
Donald Trump has not made a life of service, right? It's weird to now turn around and take a shitty job that pays very little and that demands so much of you, and then literally it's a job because you want to make life better for people. He has no history of that. He has a history of, like,
people
over.
You said something great. Riker. Because remember we said, we get passion. I think we're doing a good job. Take a second and breathe. If somebody makes a good point. Look, I cleanly went into this. I'm going to go right back to where you were. I cleanly went into this. I think it was fair. Nothing worse than sitting home going, oh, I wish I could tell them that I'm not crazy about everything he does. And by the way, if you are, that's okay. I'd rather be on the safe side that there's a few things about him. But we're saying, but at the end of the day, you still pretty much go, no, I think he's a good entity and could do the things we need done in the world. And what Daniel just said, did you hear it? You hear it? No. Did you? Be honest. Be honest, Riker, or whoever agrees. What he just said about you, what did you just say?
He has
say?
No history. He has of no history. To be of service.
He has no history. So on that alone, you can't plow past it. Let me tell you something. If you're going to plow past it, just
don't fucking cite me some donations, some bullshit.
Hold on. I eat meat, and I don't try to rationalize that it's okay because maybe one day I'll quit. It's like smoking. I'd rather smoke and go, this is a fucking disgusting habit. And then eventually you're honest with it. You don't have to go, well, I can't smoke, so I may pretend, oh, it's like eating Reese's Cups. Just call for what it is and then be honest that it's something you want to change this behavior. And then eventually maybe you can. Hold on. God damn it. I'm not getting lost.
Hold on.
No, you can't.
Okay. He has no history.
Okay. So
now all of a sudden
what you just said, yeah. Daniel, if somebody is listening to this show and they're going, he does not have a history of helping people. You can't just plow past that. Or you're sort of just, at least admit you don't give a shit. Like, just say, I'm not
going to. And I mean,
that's
like
a great point. Hold on.
Making it the purpose of your life. Like, quitting your bullshit fucking real estate things and your reality TV shows and going to be of service to people from sun up to sundown.
And you know what he's going to say? He's going to say this. No. Remember I just said a minute ago, Todd, you were right. That's one of the things I'm not crazy right about.
Yeah.
Him. That's one of the things.
No.
I don't think maybe. He gives a shit.
Republicans
but I don't
elected
think,
Reagan
on,
was a fucking
hold on,
actor.
Hold on. But he's going to say this maybe. If he's not summoned Santa, I bet I'm pretty fucking close. No, that is one of the things that I don't. I don't think he's a kind. As a matter of fact, I think he's a narcissistic that probably doesn't give a shit, but I think he'd get shit done. That's Daniel, don't look at me and go, I'm not saying it.
Right. That is what they think. You're right. Because he will go in there and fix the broken system, and he'll rattle their cages, and it's none of that's going to happen.
He couldn't get his own. John Mulaney pointed out, and don't underestimate.
John Mulaney's tweet was the best.
He can't. Yeah, he's going to negotiate. Couldn't even get his own.
He couldn't even get at Donald Trump.
Yeah. Man, real good negotiator.
He's the kind of guy that seems like he's going to try and fuck your sister, but he's not going to make her come. He just wants to fuck your sister so he can say, yeah, remember when I fucked your sister?
I mean, Jesus Christ, but you're right. He would say it.
Yeah. He's going to fuck your sister. She's not going to like it. He's going to be bad at it.
Your body language is making me sick.
All right, Jake.
All right.
Got to be rude. Okay, hold on. Hold on. So I think we just, I hope that wherever someone's sitting there going, even people that don't know Riker are going, I think these guys are doing a pretty good job. That thing we just said, nice and slow, about, okay, yeah, he's a little, he is narcissistic. I'm not, they think we, but I still think he'll,
how do you choose him over, even look, let's forget your personal disagreements with Hillary. She's establishment, she takes money, she's whatever, she's entitled, but she spent her life. Her entire life has been devoted to trying to make life better for Americans. You can't argue with that.
Even if you disagree.
Maybe she failed. You can say she failed.
That's a good point. You know, sometimes
but
it helps
she
to
tried.
Protect. It, sometimes it buys you so much points when you defend the people you're not even crazy about. It doesn't hurt sometimes to go in and defend someone. It buys you some that you're not
Bernie
just.
Bernie Sanders sat in the Senate for 100 years. And God paid, you know, not a lot.
Okay. Moving on, Bruce Springsteen. See,
always
the way I'm
voting
like, I'm
the
like
right
a,
way.
I'm like
well,
a good news
argue?
Journalist.
And then Donald Trump can be a dick on stage because he figured out how to because he's got some.
Can I tell you what I don't
want to
do? I don't want. I like. I was most proud of what we were talking about when we were just addressing what we might think going through his head. If we just go off on Donald Trump, most of our listeners probably agree. So I need to do only if any energy spent on it.
I was really enjoying the whole Donald Trump thing because I didn't think it would last this long.
You know,
remember when I told you, you got mad at me. I said I like Trump in the beginning because he was exposing the flaws in our entire society and our political process. He could buy TV time because it was getting ratings. Anderson Cooper's sitting there talking to him about his fucking suits because they know they're getting good ratings. Like, don't you like? What are you doing?
He's like a streaker on a sports show, but then they stopped and started interviewing the streaker.
I don't. What's that? Yes. Yes. Thank you. Oh my God.
Don't whistle.
Aristotle. Wow.
Wait. What did he just say?
That's great.
Say
he's
it
like
again.
He's like a streaker. I'm gonna do a better job of it. He's like a streaker that runs across a baseball game, but then everybody like interviews the streaker and pays attention to him and forgets about the fucking actual players.
Don't stop that. Stop that. Come on, seriously.
Yeah, play it.
But Riker's not wrong. The system's rigged.
Okay, listen.
And the politicians
enough with
are
that.
Full of
this
shit.
This is it, and then we're going to take a break.
And by the way, can I just say one last thing? And
sure.
Really take this in. There's no good Republicans running, and I agree. And I I disagree with the idea that the Republican Party has no smart, ambitious, young candidates who want to be president. But nobody wants to be president right now. Guess why? Because Obama crushed it. They can't come out and say the economy's worse than it was 8 years ago. They can't come out and say there's been more terrorist attacks. They can't come out and say healthcare is more. They can't come out and say any of that. So they have to go wall and ISIS. And by the way, the illegal immigration and ISIS, right, two problems that are most mentioned by Trump have one thing in common. Brown people we don't like. So there's your racist tie-in.
Yeah. By the way, I love what you just said. That's why I was shut. That's why, you know, it takes a lot to shut me up.
Thank you.
I was thinking, should I play a duck sound?
No. That came out.
Hey, thank
together.
You. No, it came out great. No,
break?
No. Hold on. Let me finish one more thing. Bruce Springsteen.
My doctor said I should have more water.
Oh, so is that why you're drinking Jack with ice cubes?
That's why I have ice in my whiskey.
So I want to talk about this. So you said Bruce Springsteen canceled
yeah.
his show in
North Carolina.
Do you know there's a porn site that Nick was telling me that they don't make their porn site loadable there. So look, I have probably 75% of this right, but I believe it's true. And if it's not, I'll find out. But I think it's very interesting that most of their porn that was downloaded just in that state alone was like he/she's gay porn more than any other state.
Yeah.
So you're not even in
touch. That'll protest too much.
Yeah. So here's what I think. I think this is a very good question. Let's not bark again at certain people that might ask this question. Although it could be me ends up barking. But like for the Bruce Springsteen thing, there are people that are saying this, and you know me, I'll go long, and then I swear to God I'll shut up and I'll listen, that they have questions about how it's going to work.
What's going to work?
The transgender bathrooms? Yeah, whether they can go in before, you know, all the levels of when they can and when they can't. Look, we don't have to get into it. We can have this, I think, clean discussion very quickly, really do, without getting into the – there are a lot of questions for even some pretty open-minded people to ask. But I will tell you this. If you have understanding – this is without even saying whether – well, you said it right on the phone. I think you did. Eventually
right. – Remember, there's places that do it now. There's you just bars.
But by the way, okay, here's why I don't want to mention that. And please let me get this out. Mm-hmm. For now, that's not what it is. So let's talk about what you said, but then go back to the reality of the bathrooms we have and address that. Otherwise, it confuses it because you could talk about this and say what should be, but then they have the right to go, okay, now until we don't have the bathrooms that you're describing.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly if we live in a world where we understand that what you're saying needs to happen, it'll happen quicker. Instead of arguing it, and acting like it's not important and we just have to do it. You said eventually, like in Europe, some places.
No, like here in L.A., there's a bunch of them in the valley.
There's just sinks and then each bathroom. There's no urinal.
There's a row of sinks and then there's like a hallway and there's a bunch of stalls. And then they have doors and they're completely closed in.
But in the meantime, how come I get the feeling that...
Isn't there just another wedge? Isn't there another reason? Isn't that just another thing for you to use because you're scared and uncomfortable?
But here's what I'm saying. Why don't I get the feeling that, well, maybe because I know what this person's thinking because hopefully it would be me. But why do I get the feeling that somebody that would say this, I did have a question or two about safety, and I thought, but how come my instincts were to go to, I bet if I asked Kevin Sousa, almost Dr. Kevin Sousa, why him? Because most things, when you look at it, when you're taught your brain to think, and that's what you're taught to do as a good therapist, you don't just look at what you've already been given. In a second, Kevin can untangle a lot of shit very quickly just by looking at it from – and I thought, because I think when you have empathy, when you have understanding of what it must be like to be transgender, like I've said a million times before, admire them for how fucking brave they are for getting to be to a place where they're happy, how fucking scary it is. Why do I get the feeling when you have all that understanding and then someone goes, what about the bathrooms? You're not like, ah, you hit it from a kind place. It's not people that are totally understanding of it and then go, but then people go, I am understanding of it. I still wonder what about. No, you're not. You're pretending you're understanding about it to get to a place where you think you can judge if you may pretend you're.
How about this? No, I get it. Black people should use the same bathrooms as us. But like, what about now, though? Like, they have their own bathrooms now. When they build new bathrooms, they'll be together. But, like, they already have separate bathrooms, right? So it's okay that they use them now? Like, how's that going to work? Isn't that sort of the same argument, you know, 50 years ago?
Well, yeah, but I just addressed that.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I just addressed
that. It sounds silly if you say that.
Let them do it. No one's going to hurt anybody. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Unless you're into that.
Listen, we have to
then,
shut up.
Then, you know, hey.
We have to shut up my show.
One of the benefits.
It's a good one.
That's a good one.
You know what show this is?
Yeah, 30 Rock.
So Springsteen. So good for him. So here's what a lot of people thought. Yeah. Oh, I think you won't be angry. You're not angry at me, but give me 2 minutes. Literally. Clock it. Click, click, click. I'll take it full circle. So I think there were some people with Bruce Springsteen that said, if you don't ask this question, there's going to be a lot of people that don't have the answer. What about people that I know the answer, that had hotels? Mm-hmm. Like, why is it fair for them? That's what people say. First of all, I love to interrupt right there. Oh, you want to talk about fair now? not getting a fair deal. Right there, that's comedic. And anybody that's half aware goes, fuck. I can. So here's what I think the person does. Remember what I said about the person that understands the trend, what their plight is, what they're dealing with, all levels. I don't have to repeat it. Why do I get the feeling that person, if they lost money on a hotel, and I get it, You know, maybe you can't get a refund. That fucking sucks. That was your God. Don't underestimate that this is a big fucking night out for someone, and then he cancels it. Why do I get the feeling, even, that the majority of people that are understanding of that world mm-hmm. and know would go, God damn it, that sucks. But happiness would win mm-hmm. the emotion. Mm-hmm. That would go, God damn it sucked. We lost that. Fuck did it. But I'll tell you what, I was so proud of Bruce Springsteen for doing that. That's the mm-hmm. emotion that would have win. No, if you understand what it's like, the emotion that doesn't win is, sure, I don't care about it, and I'm open-minded, but what about, I have a hotel. Well, boo-hoo. Pay a little something for the cause.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you want to go take a break.
Mm-hmm.
What, is that all you're going
to
say?
I think that was the point, is that he wanted, it is one thing to say something on stage, but it's another thing for everybody to feel a little something, economically and, you know, what other ways. And it's way for you to be aware of an issue. If it really affects your life in other ways, like not getting to go to a Springsteen show that you were planning, maybe you'll find out what the fuck is the reason.
Right, and he's not going to be the first performer to do it.
No, he will be.
He won't be the last.
He won't be the last.
He won't be the last.
Yeah, and I love that. It's great.
Yeah, and a lot. I get it. Some people went. Why couldn't he just donate the money? Look again. Donate the money to what?
That's the thing.
To the cause.
Well, but what does that do?
It would never. Like, well, it would do something, but nowhere near as much as what this does. Oh, yeah, I get it. No, it would do something, of course, but nothing near. I mean, you can't even start going.
I think whoever is in charge of the cause would rather have this.
Of course, and they deserve it.
Yeah.
And you know what? Talk about having your. Let's give Bruce Springsteen, you know, the credit that he deserves. You talk about.
I think he got it. Well, I think
I'm talking about.
I think Springsteen's got it.
I'm talking about out of my mouth as far as this issue goes. You talk about thinking while you're on this planet, it was all worthwhile. Then that one thing is so fun. No. I think a lot of times you think, oh, the cause. Think of people's hearts. Do you know what that does when somebody does a massive act of like, no, fuck that, I'm not going to the city? You've gotten the bad end of it a lot of times, and that is a big fucking dose of someone going, no fucking way.
Yeah.
I don't fucking think this is cute or funny. I'm not coming to your city. Change it. That makes people that are sitting in houses and living rooms and apartments, real people, breathe easier. That's fucking powerful. And that's what you do with your time on this planet, Bruce Springsteen. And then think of what other people do.
You know what? I'm pulling my date from Charlie Goodnight. Fuck them. You know what, Todd?
Yeah.
You inspired me. You heard it here first. Whenever they book me, I'm canceling. If they ever book me, I will cancel so hard.
Play his new one.
April 14th and 15th at Zany Chicago. April 16th at Zany's in Rosemont. He canceled all his gigs in North Carolina. And that's really opened up his schedule.
The Springsteen thing.
Daniel Keno's like Bruce Springsteen, or Bruce Springsteen's like him. One of these guys has time to be on the Todd Glass Show this week.
Follow at Daniel Keno on Twitter and at Springsteen on Twitter.
Are you ready, Daniel? You want me to get up and dance? How do you like this, huh? You like the way I'm dancing? Look at me dancing, Daniel!
One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
That was pretty great.
Was it?
Yeah.
One of these days.
Wow, I liked the way it was happening.
One of these days. Remember that radio guy you used to do? I love that bit.
He had to stretch things out so he would be on the... Like, I always pictured him late
He'd talk
night.
About nothing.
He'd talk about nothing. So, how do they do for 3 hours, these guys? So it'd be like... I'm trying to be as exact as I can be. Like, these guys existed when I was, like, in high school.
I remember those guys.
I'm leaving my house. Maybe I need to volume up more. Hold on. Like, deeper. More bass. As you all know, I moved into a new community, and there is security when you enter the front, and that's a given, and I understand that, as I've talked about so many times before. A week and a half ago, I didn't talk about this on the air because My homeowners association asked me not to, and I thought that was the right thing to do. Not everything has to be for the show. A week goes by, and I get a letter in the mail from the homeowners association. They know the money we've donated on this show. They know the participation that I've given in the community. And they know everything about this station. And we've worked together over the years with that homeowners association and raised a lot of good money.
Okay, okay.
And I get a letter in the mail. And when we come back, I'll tell you what it was. We'll be back.
I don't know why. Like, why? I don't, like, it's part everybody. It's part Tom Lakers. It's part,
what are you, pitching a show to me?
No, I love that character so much.
Oh, he's great.
He's great. It's like that guy. He had to talk. He had to talk, and he had the
8:45, quarter to nine. Yeah. Taking you through the late hour here with a little bit of rain outside. Driving in on the Schuylkill Expressway, and it was coming down, as you know, if you take that route so often on your way back to your homes and houses. It's Thursday morning, and you have heard me talk about this before, but you don't even know when he's gone into an ad. Have you been to Ruth Chris Cheesesteaks?
Hey, by the way, Larry.
Have you been to Ruth Chris, whatever they're called, Ruth Chris Steaks? Ruth Chris Cheesesteaks?
Most expensive cheesesteak ever. Yeah.
Is there a good cheesesteak place in L.A. that you like?
Well, I don't know. What's this, a food show? That's so unnecessary. No, we could talk about whatever we want, you know? We could talk about whatever we want.
Well,
Aristotle, your body language is making me sick.
I mean, it's a solid note.
I love Joe. Well, can you do George Carlin? What would I be like without Joe? I would not be as happy. He really, maybe I should.
Jingle Joe?
Yeah. It makes me want to do the show.
I think you should move him down here. Have him live upstairs.
Ah, fuck him. He's walking all over me, that pile of shit.
Is he still in Portland?
Yeah, he's got a great life. He's got a beautiful wife. He's got beautiful kids. He has a Mercedes station wagon. I mean, what more do you
want?
What
year?
Wax it, goddammit.
What year?
I don't know
like
what year.
Like an old one? Like
what
a classic
am I,
one?
What do I look like? A Murphy's, do I look like a...
Come on, you know what year is that? Like a classic
no,
one
no,
or like a new one?
It's the one that's cool.
He rides bikes around.
It's not so old where it's not practical, but it's old enough where it's hip. It's cool.
From the 80s?
Oh, no. This is like a 1870. It's a Dusseldorf. He bought it from Jay Leno.
1870 Mercedes?
Mm-hmm. Yes. What did you say,
That he rides bikes around.
He rides bikes around the neighborhood. His kids are like, ah, ha, ha, here's a granola bar. No, I've seen it.
It's good.
I've seen it.
No.
Joe, what are you doing right now when you listen to the show? Don't you like to make pretend Joe with the headphones on right now? Of course he listens to the show.
No, I know.
How do you think
he
get? Let me tell you something. You can't not listen to the show and this is just one of many, these type of things.
Oh, geez. Aristotle, your body language is making me sick.
So anyway,
have you ever given out his phone number on the show?
Well, once, and he told me, please don't ever do that again. No. No, not his phone number, his email. I always ask him, just like I want to promote Aaron on the soundboard. What's the name of that place?
Mute Valley Sound.
I want Joe, if he ever had something to promote, I would love to help him. People know his sense of humor. They know his stuff sounds great. All right, Joe, are you done? Jesus Christ, I'm fucking... He wrote me a letter today. He goes, mention my name or the jingles are going to come to a fucking halt.
Well, you ask him what year his car is.
Oh, I think it's probably... I don't want to guess.
I'm guessing if you think it's cool looking.
Yeah, it's you know
like
when a
late
car...
Late 70s, early 80s?
I don't know. We're going to have to edit in. No, it's newer than that.
Wow.
It's newer than that. You ever see that hat his wife wears? That ain't cheap either.
Hey.
I don't even know what that means. It doesn't mean anything, Joe. Relax. Stop touching your... Listen, here's what I'd like to do. So, I want to say hello to you, and I want to get this out of the way just because I don't know. Do we...
What other... Oh, wow.
This is an old one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember this one. This is when I hosted.
He'll be at Zany's in Chicago.
This weekend.
This weekend.
If it's Friday, you're listening to the show, I'm there tonight.
Yeah. You're in Chicago right now.
Right now.
Daniel's there at Zany's tonight, yeah. Friday night.
Yeah.
Friday night, tonight's there.
And tomorrow.
And tomorrow
Rosemont.
Night in Rosemont. Are you shitting?
How many people, how many guest hosts have you had?
Two, you and Tom Martin.
Isn't that something? How many episodes?
400? 7,000.
What?
7,000 million. No, I'm not good with numbers.
Did no, ever that's tell you? True. Only Tom Martin. How come you've never had anybody else guest host?
You know what? To be honest.
Things have been slow.
To be honest, I want to do it again because you're right. That was a fun thing to get to. You guys all, both of you did a really good job. It was like, it was fun to,
it was fun
to listen
to
that show. Yeah, it was. Because it was like, you both did a really good job. You had a lot of contact with Joe, which I liked that you did because you still kept the flavor of the show.
Yeah.
But you talked to
Feldman.
David Feldman. So.
Yeah.
And he's then, Jewish. And then who else? And then Tom Martin did it. And then who else did it once?
I don't know.
No, somebody else did it. I'm positive. Tom Martin did it once.
Yeah, and me.
No, you did it, and then you did it. That's it. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. Okay, let's get to business.
Okay, what's next?
Oh, my God, I have nothing planned. Here's my show. Mm-hmm. Basically, here's my show. And then sometimes I have things. Oh, I do have bits. I don't want it to turn into where I just sit and play my jingles. I mean, this is what's going on. There's nothing in front of me now to George Carlin. I have no notes.
You lost your notes.
All I have is my jingles, which I go to enough as it is. Now, it's all I have, I think.
Okay, well,
here's
do you want to talk about stuff I want to talk
here's
about?
Here's me. I'm like, hey, Daniel, I'll say something. Hey.
Come on. Hey,
how are you doing, Daniel? It's good to have you on my show. I love. But it's enough.
No,
I'm right. I should stop it. No, I'm serious. I'm not going to do it anymore.
Okay, then don't.
How many times has someone just put a bullet through their head with this bit? Somebody else is giggling. Be honest with me. How many people right now could listen to me and you argue over what the ramifications of this music were, whether it brought people joy, or whether it brought people joy, or whether it was like, we love Todd, but stop it. I'm going to say a lot of people are okay with it. They're going, I don't know if it makes sense, but it does. What do you think? And then there's people going, no.
Does anyone need any water?
I don't know what to do. Is it enjoyable or is it? Do I get? Oh, I think it's cool to not be funny. Seriously,
is the water request real? I can't. Well, I don't know. I guess
stop. What do you want to do?
What do I want to do?
Yeah, it's your show. I'm gonna calm down.
I only laughed because I saw. Come on, you have so many post-its left there. What are you talking about?
Some of them are just jingles.
Okay.
Your body language is killing me. I've played that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody sent this in. Let's do this one, and then we'll... Somebody sent in a record. For who sent that in? What's his name? The jingle. Something jingle. We should always remember.
CustomJingles.net.
CustomJingles.net. They'll give you your jingles, and you're not even gonna...
Is that a real place?
Yes. Well, he has to George Carlin. It's a real place.
Okay.
CustomJingles.net. He sent a record in.
Like a
vinyl record.
Oh, wow. It's cool.
Daniel was actually looking at the record player before the show started. He was asking me some questions about it. And I said, no, it's not old. It's just, I mean, it's like 10 years old. It's not old.
You didn't show me?
Well, let me put, hold on. Just go ahead. Put the needle down on there and let's.
Easy. Careful. That looks fragile.
Why does it sound.
I wrote this song because I love the Todd Glass Show. Aristotle and Jake and the crew, they make
me feel
right at home. But I wanted you to know, in case there was any doubt, Todd Glass is great. Todd Glass is great.
Aaron, no, stop talking with
it. No, this is the way he wrote
it. Todd Glass is great.
Oh.
Todd Glass is great.
Hey, you remember the
Todd glasses?
Remember the Duke LaCrosse thing?
Oh, why you gotta bring that up and ruin the mood?
Do you remember
Todd Glass's great song?
Do you remember? You reminded me of it.
Well, it's sad. Yeah. Oh, they were innocent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That was.
Did
they
you know
were
that?
Innocent. Yes.
Did you?
By
know
the way,
that?
I learned a lesson from that.
Everybody did.
Of course you did. Don't be so negative too. What should I? It's either I'm right or you're right. I'd like to believe I'm right. What you're basically going is, could people learn and educate themselves? And of course you can. Not everybody does, but I'd like to think a little. I remember it thinking it, and I remember soaking it in a little bit.
How did you know they were innocent?
I didn't until I saw the story unfold. I forgot. I saw it like a month ago on
the
documentary about it. And, you know, I did. I prejudged a lot of people because I thought the outcome was that they were.
For sure they did it. I mean, fucking LaCrosse. That's when I knew they were guilty.
By the way, what you don't want to do is be one of those
people. They're still guilty of being LaCrosse players.
What you don't want
to
do. Here's what you don't want to do. And here's the danger when something like that happens. Overwhelmingly. When women or men or anybody comes forward and said they were raped, they were. That's why I thought heartwarming true. About that was the two kids that were accused, instead of having, look, I'm paraphrasing, but they're working for that cause now.
Mm-hmm.
They get what happened. They spoke of the prostitute kindly. You know, she had a shitty life too. A lot of people, a lot of bad things went down, and just because she did that, she's not even shouldn't be a forgotten soul, and here they. By them not only proving their innocence, but not going out and using it to be angry and evil.
And they got paid.
They're doing
they
good stuff with it. They're doing good stuff with it, you know. So, whatever. But
no, it is a lesson. It's like everybody just jumped right on them.
But well, you
and it was a juicy story. And we love that. We love a juicy story. And it feeds onto the thing, which is going back to the Trump thing. It's a great story.
Again, you don't want to have people... the next time something happens, hey, but it'll be like that Duke thing. Well, since that hardly ever happens,
you know what? Every time
not.
I get a stripper now, I remind them what happened, the Duke thing, honey. You know what I mean? Did you see that documentary?
Oh, yeah.
You know what's weird about the Trump, the whole, like,
be
anarchy
nice.
Thing?
Be nice, he listens.
There's a lot of it that I agree with, like, in terms of like, you know, privacy, leave me alone. Republicans have that down. I agree with that. Why should the government be inside my house telling me what I can or cannot own? I'm with you, even on firearms. How many guns you have? Fuck off. Good for you. I could get behind that. But then they turn around and they go, except for your wife's vagina. We want to know everything that's happening in your wife's vagina. Well, if you can't, which one is it? Get out of my gun shed or get inside my wife's vagina?
Yeah. Hey, don't put your cum in that. Put it in that.
We love to.
Well, let me tell you something. Nobody can lead this country in brilliance when their main concern is we're two full consenting adults. It's basically going, don't come in there, come in there.
That's sort of what it is.
It is. That's. By the way, didn't you say that?
Mm-hmm.
You said that, and then I repeated it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now I forgot you did say that. Didn't you remember you?
Yes,
went?
Yes,
you went. It's so.
It was.
You
know, it was actually like
we were hanging out here one night.
Al Gore, not Al Gore. Gore Vidal.
Yes.
Gore Vidal.
He has shampoo, right?
Gore Vidal is a writer and
what's wrong
an
with he has shampoo? I thought that was funny.
All kinds of
say his shampoo
ways.
Because the joke with the one shampoo is like the. You got to admit, I get the joke. It sounds the shampoo. It's like
Vidal Sassoon.
Vidal Sassoon, Gore Vidal.
I didn't get that.
Jesus Christ! I gave myself the music. Bless you, and may the good Lord have mercy on your soul when you're sucking up dirt. Yes,
isn't that, like, isn't that weird? Like, this, we'd love to legislate what women do with their vaginas. Like, prostitution is illegal. That's, like, isn't that weird?
Well, I'd have to know the reasons. I would think probably overwhelmingly a lot of that stuff should be decriminalized, but we should also be not also feeling bad for the people that are out there. And when it's
I think prostitution, you know what
I don't,
they say?
Hold on. I don't think the answer is just to legalize it and not deal with it that happens. We also want to be very aggressive in helping those people.
I know, but.
And that's, what do you mean, you know, but? You don't know what I'm saying? You can't understand the importance of it if you're rolling by it that quick. Because that is the danger, to go, yeah, we need to, don't criminalize it. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But also at the same time, that doesn't mean you can also be aggressive in helping them, not just saying, all right, we're not going to arrest you. Yeah, thank God at least. Yeah, but that doesn't mean you can't help them. So I think you can do both, not just let it
I think we misunderstand.
I don't mean prostitution like, where no. someone's not being.
I think
there's certain types it's okay, right?
No, I don't know. I'm sure there's a lot of slavery kind of forced prostitution that is very, very not okay.
Of course, I think
overall.
Oh, I'm going to have to edit.
I know. I'm trying to do a fucking joke. You got into it in a real way. I was going to say,
I like that. I love jokes. I always did.
I think we ultimately misunderstand prostitution. Where people think it's about sex, really, I don't think it's about sex at all. Like they say, it's the oldest profession in the world, which is probably true. But it's just as old as marriage is. I think as soon as there was marriage, there was prostitution, and it wasn't about sex. You could have sex with anybody, but you paid a woman to pretend everything you wanted to be true. Like she didn't know you were lazy. Prostitute doesn't know you have a shitty credit score and you never amounted to anything. Prostitute doesn't know you have an older brother who's way more successful than you. Prostitute will be whatever you want her to be. That's what they get paid for, not to fucking have sex. They get to not be your wife. This is on my new album, Things I Can't Discuss in Front of My Girlfriend.
I grabbed two waters. Is that enough?
No, but if you think about it, I'm...
Be nice. No, seriously, be nice. No, what did you want to say?
I brought it up to do that bit.
Okay, I'm glad you did. Hey, do you feel loved?
Yes.
Sit up. I have a lot of things to do, a lot of bits. So here's what I'd like to do.
You have a lot of things to do?
No, I have a lot of bits, I said. I mean, things to keep us occupied. I have no notes. So the whole time you're talking, all I'm doing is sitting over here going, which one of the bits could I do that I...
Oh, well,
stop moving the microphone, please.
Get anything on
having a nervous breakdown every week in front of people. Somebody just heard that.
Todd,
really.
Don't you think there somebody will never just... be peace on earth, ever? In America, between parties, in the world in general, until we all agree there's no heaven, there's no hell, we're just on a rock floating through space that'll eventually collide with the sun, and we're here for a little bit of time, and that's all there is, and that's okay. I think
so. No, I keep going. I'm listening.
No. That's all. I'm writing a self-help book. It's called You're Just on a Rock Headed Towards the Sun. Drink the coffee. Right.
Our guest is Daniel Keno. Through the night. Going to be with you till 6 in the morning. We'll be back with Daniel Keno. Talk to him about his career. You know what people want? People just wanted that. That woke them up. They're like, oh, I was falling asleep in the car. That's what you have to do. We have to take care. There could be someone right now listening to this falling asleep in the car. Hey! No bullshit and pull over. Nothing's worth anything.
Todd, let me ask you something.
Pull the fuck over. It's not cute.
What kind of person are you? Are you the kind of person that... be honest. This is a real question.
I like it. You know, I like serious journalism.
This is a real question.
I'm here. Look at the way I'm looking at you.
Don't do it. George Carlin, answer honestly.
I am.
What kind of person are you? The kind of person that takes... Let's pretend you had an ice tray that you had to pour water in and take ice cubes out of it, right? When there's 3 ice cubes left, and you take 2.
I already know the answer.
Do you refill it or you put it back in?
I used to, and I'm talking maybe 15 years ago or 20, but never. As clean as I was, I refill it.
You refill
it? I just think about it. I won't stop thinking about it.
How many ice cubes do you leave in the tray before you decide, okay, now I should refill it? It's my responsibility.
It's funny
to
you
refill
ask,
it.
Because I had an automatic ice maker, and I don't mean to brag.
Ice 24/7.
You know what? I have some because it's automatic. Oh,
it's got a light on it too, in case I want ice at night.
Shift on your ice maker. Mine's automatic. Oh,
all right. So you used to
fancy.
Tell me. So you used to refill it.
When you guys go too far, I'll tell you what I think. All right, end it already. But then when they keep doing it, it always makes me eventually just. just feel it's a lot of joy being thrown at you.
Come on.
No, you come on.
I want
to know people weren't enjoying
what
I was
trying to get to.
You're like if someone's getting a massage and someone comes in the room and goes, "Come on, hurry the massage up."
That's me.
Someone could be enjoying the massage. You're telling
I tell the masseuse to hurry up.
Okay.
I'm tense.
Hurry up.
All right, come on. I get it. I get it.
Okay, so
up down, let's go.
What we were just talking about.
Ice race.
So, I used to have what I just said.
Yes, but before you
But I put wood in the front of my refrigerator, so now I am dealing with that because I don't have it anymore.
Okay.
Now, so I would how many when I go to crack it? The way to really do it is to have a separate thing in there and you crack the whole thing into a thing.
Oh no.
Yeah,
there's
another compartment and then you crack it all in there. So if you're really trying to run it, yeah, you would every time you'd crack it in there, then you'd refill it. You wouldn't refill it too much. You'd pay attention to when it became, you know, but
that's
I have round ice cubes now.
Okay, that's not.
Oh, I have round ice cubes.
Look at me.
Most people are okay with rectangles. Oh, look at my ice cubes. They're
crushed ice even good enough for
one. Oh, wow. It must be a perfect sphere. What's the circumference of my ice?
The quality of my whiskey or gin.
Wow, everyone's so impressed that my ice matches my glasses.
What is that? Can I have that?
No.
Are you making soup? I'll have some.
So we have this towel steamer that somebody sent in.
Oh, that's
gift.
Not bad.
And I'm supposed to start every show with it by giving the guest one, but it cooled down. So I just put water in it and I turned it back on. But this person sent it to us. Hello? Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
This person sent it to us, and his name is, I thought his name was Michael, but then he said through a tweet, my name's not, it's, you know, this and that. I'm like, is that a joke? No. But anyway, he knows that we love it, so I just put water in it, I turned it on, it's going to steam up, and we'll do that thing. But I like to start with it, because then it's like, let's stop before we eat,
mm-hmm.
Let's stop before the podcast, let's make this special.
So you want to record the beginning of the podcast right now?
No.
Or are we
no, we're not
started yet?
No, we're not going to do that, that's silly. how are you?
I'm great.
I want you to have a good time. Someone's at the door. I don't give a fuck.
Who's here?
I don't give a shit. Yeah, I don't even give a shit.
You're just not going to open?
Hey, yeah,
I don't
let's
give
just
a shit. I'm not like other shows. Oh, we have
get
a character at the door. I don't even give a fuck who's at the door.
Yeah, you guys are
other shows would be like, oh, who's at the door? Let's go let them in, and they'll do a bit. Or I don't give a fuck. Oh, someone's at the door.
Presidential election. Like we're in a good place.
Get the fuck out.
We don't give a shit. No,
we have a show
get the
going
fuck
on
out.
Here.
Could be important.
Daniel, let me ask you a question.
It could be important.
Want to listen to some QVC?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that would be fun?
Sure.
I have a few bits. I don't want to. Here's okay. Another one of them. I want to hear. We're going to end with a song from. It's nice to have a Duncan here because when you end with a song, there's no pressure in ending. You know, just end with a song. So you just go to your. We feel we've run our course, and then we end with a song. It's a lot of it's relaxing. But I did. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like we're having a good? Are you having a good time?
I'm having a good time. I'm worried about you.
No, I am. But like I realized something. This is true. I used to think, oh, they just play songs like in those plays, so anybody could sing because there's so many beats. But it put some reverb in my.
For what?
Tell you one thing. It makes you seem
musicals.
Like you can sing. I'll tell you this, and then I'll tell you that, and then you will believe that it's true.
Can I tell you something?
I will not
be
told that you are. It's in the meantime that I'm there.
That's pretty not bad.
And I won't be afraid. I won't tell you this. But I'll tell you that. But I'll
pretty
do
great.
This. Right?
That's pretty great.
You're right. All right.
You're all right.
Do something
all
I
right.
can't imagine me doing
just
it.
Either write the song or write the play. Which one is it? Is it a good song or is it a good play? I can't. It's a shitty
I
either.
I don't care what you say. I've got this to say. I've got a costume on. I got an umbrella in my hand. Look at me. I've got to be what I believe in.
I love it. Did you do this?
I don't care who
You do it on stage. You should do that.
Should I?
I do that bit. I do a bit.
I do it too. I already did. I wrote a one man play. I wrote a one man play.
It's on my album.
The book's already.
Oh no!
Oh, it's a short story. It turned into a movie.
I put it in a movie.
No, it's over in the big theaters already. Oh, I can't believe you're trying to take credit for it. That's my favorite thing to do when I'm high and on this show. Those type of bits.
Listen,
it's so...
I love that. You're right. Like, that fucking musical thing.
It doesn't mean... By the way...
I'm very not cultured in certain way, in certain things. Like, musicals, for me, I just don't...
Can I tell you something? Here's the safe way to say it. And remind me about a puppet act. When I'm done this, say, Todd, remember you want to talk about your puppet act. I want your weigh-in on this.
Like musicals.
Okay. I think the better way to say that, you might not even agree, or I might paraphrase and you might go, yes, that. But here's the way I feel, you might not even agree. I'm sure that there are musicals that are not that. That in the business, they might be sort of, like, we know comedians that are popular.
Right.
But amongst comedians, you know, they're they're not the Gary Shandling of the group, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my God, we haven't talked about that.
Yeah, can I finish my
thought? Shit.
Gary, wait.
Kind of none of us.
Gary, wait, you're dead. Well, of course he deserves to laugh.
He's like, I don't care. None of impermanence.
Okay, so what we're talking about is there are, of course, I would imagine, brilliant musicals. Mm-hmm. And by the way, some that you probably liked. The Jungle Book was a musical, right?
I don't like musicals.
Mormons? The Book of Mormons? I know you might go, that's an exception.
No, never. I should see Hamilton, too. I'm going to see Hamilton.
Oh, you didn't see The Book of Mormon?
I didn't.
Well, I heard it's great.
I heard everybody.
How about you?
100%.
100%.
Positive 100%. Review. No, it was great. Everybody said it was great.
Well, I'm not going to talk to you coming out of the theater.
But
Jesus, who needs this guy wasting their time? Hey, sir, what did you think? I didn't see it, but let me talk about it for a while.
The poster looked good.
I mean, no. This is why I didn't want to. Like, I'm not trying to make fun of musicals and be.
I'm just saying
it's not.
Daniel.
Generally not a fan.
Can I tell you something seriously? Can I have some?
It's not an art form that
it doesn't resonate with you.
Is that a pun? I feel
just trying to put words to it.
What kind of world do you want to live in? My name is Daniel. I've had it with everybody. Get out of my way. You don't own the window seat. I'll put my shade down if I want. Take your shit in the middle. Turn your act into a song. Let it be what you said. Boom, bam, bam, bam. Okay, so there's that. That's so much fun to do.
You know what? You know my opinion on all of it is.
No, I don't.
It's all entertainment and art. It's just all.
What?
Distractions from the fact that our lives have no meanings and we can't just sit there in the dark waiting to fuck each other.
Hey, I got. Did you? Can I
every 9 months?
Did I
go hunting? We have to go. Hey, you want to go see the fucking Jersey Boys? I heard it's good. Then you go and it is good and it's amazing and it's.
I remember you were going down the wrong path, but I don't even remember what path it was.
That was like 10 years ago. You should have said something.
Puppet show.
No, it was something else about what you just said. You were like making it sound like everything's bad.
That's not everything. I'm saying nothing's bad. I'm saying it's all pointless.
Yeah, it's not.
Well, what do you mean?
Because the interactions we have with people are so special, and then like it is. I know that's a no shit. You're laughing like you knew it. You were kidding. You weren't.
I wasn't kidding. But
you think
why
it's
are they mutually exclusive? Why can't this interaction be very special and meaningful to me, but really irrelevant in the general?
No one's asking. Your relevance should come from your happiness, hopefully. So
let's talk about Gary Shandling.
Yeah, Jesus Christ!
Or
would you
puppet
get scared?
Show.
You get scared?
No, or puppet because it's calling into on you.
I was.
It leads into this.
I called you on your shit, and you know it. You were starting to get negative.
Maybe you're right.
I saw it and jumped over there with an example to spare. I will not have. Okay, sorry. Am I scaring you when I do that?
No, I gotta find a way to make it sound less negative.
Well, that's your job. I'm busy.
But I don't know how to make, you know, life is meaningless sound not negative.
No, no, no. Let's go back to it. Now you're going to make me answer seriously. I'm all silly until you say repeat shit like there's some validity to it. Life is not worthless, and you shouldn't say that when you're high because that's too wrong of an energy to put out there. Everything is worth it. Look, it is miraculous. That's why we don't have to pretend there's something more than what's already here. Forget about if there is another being in here. I don't deny it. If there is, there isn't. But why are you done not freaking out the ones that show themselves every day, other human beings? Why do you take that for granted? Maybe that's why you have to make up something that's even. Just the fact that we can talk to each other and make each other laugh and cry and sometimes pain. Look, other human beings are freaking nuts. Why are you over that being special where you're also now going, and guess what else there is? What, you're done soaking this in? And the problem is maybe that's the problem because they are. Because if you're not just soaking in human beings, then, you know, then you go, wow, this is, even if you don't believe in an outside life, you're not denying that this world is an amazing place. And you can feel pretty fucking good when you're here. Unfortunately, you can feel really sad sometimes. That sucks. But for the moment, let's concentrate on the good. Haven't you had great times in your life and felt just so good? And for the, right?
Acme.
At the Acme Comedy
Club. Comedy Club.
And
yeah,
guess what? That ended up being their ad. If that's not an ad for the Acme Comedy Club, then what else should be? They go black, put your number up in your website.
No, listen.
By the way, that's...
shit. What was I going to say?
What were you going to say? I'm a good interviewer.
God damn it.
Probably
you were saying life.
Life is a bowl of shit, so why can't I get some shit sandwiches, huh?
I would argue, though, that having that perspective as well, life is meaningless, is like a good way to get over things of like, well, in the grand scheme of things, the universe is pretty massive and it's going to sink, so then it didn't really matter.
I don't,
like,
when I say life is meaningless, I am being comedic. What I mean is the universe, I believe this.
I think I misunderstood you.
That there is a, like, you know, there is a kind of longevity to things. So if you getting a parking ticket today doesn't matter just as much as you getting, you know, a great deal. You getting, like, it's all sort of an even playing field. None of it really matters.
Great.
It's impermanent. All of it is impermanent. That's Gary Shandling's entire thing.
Let's talk about him, but hold on.
God, how awesome was he?
Hold on one second. I just feel better if I say this. Not a big deal. But On the aspect of saying it doesn't matter, not life doesn't matter, but what I do say to myself, it's, you know, but I didn't think that's what you were saying. That's why I reacted. Otherwise, I would have said me too. Is saying nothing matters, meaning when you're stressed out about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That, yes, of course, that's where they and that helps sometimes. I've had literal look. I'm not saying someone, you know, this should work for everybody, but where I'm at sometimes, it's worked. Not always, but a lot of times when I can ease, like, I'm proud of myself when it happens where I go, well, that's right, this doesn't fucking matter. Like, it could be something stupid, like I want to get a new thing for the drum and I'm stressed out. That shit, sometimes instantly I'll be like, I don't know, feel light instantly.
Right.
If I could do that all the time, and I would imagine that's what people that are in touch and do breathing exercises and yoga, I don't laugh at that stuff because... You know, they're probably able to do that even more, you know. And I know it feels good when you're able to do it. And you're almost proud of yourself to go, oh, yeah, you let that go.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could do it all the time.
I know, me too.
But I've seen your girlfriend, so it's hard.
Hey.
doesn't mean
anything.
So
Gary Shandling, okay, my favorite joke from the Larry Sanders Show, which made me, like, Larry Sanders Show made me want to, I didn't understand it entirely, and I was in high school when I first saw it, and I didn't really get everything that was going on, but made me want to be part of that club. I wanted to be like them.
You're never going to be, this is the quickest injection, which you're going to love, but it's worth it. Take the time before you finish this story about how you didn't understand the whole scape of it to also explain the way you thought Home Improvement was.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's important.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 16. I moved to America. I don't speak English.
Yeah, I'm not making fun of you. I think it's endearing.
I live in Ohio. I'm watching TV.
I'm watching TV.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, excuse me. Boston, Blockton, Blickton, Blockton,
my father saved.
Blockton, Blockton, Blickton.
So, Tool Time. Home Improvement was about a guy who had a show named Tool Time, and I thought Tool Time was the show that I was watching, and the rest of it was like just stuff about his life. I thought Tool Time was the show. I actually did think that for a little while.
That's
adorable. It is like adorable. An alarming kind of way.
No, it isn't.
Okay, so Larry Sanders' show was amazing, and my favorite joke, probably my favorite joke in television ever, is Hank would always be upset that he wasn't part of the club with Larry and Artie, right? Because Larry and Artie would be doing their own thing, and Hank was always on the out. And then one time they were doing the negotiations, whatever, they're fighting, and Hank goes, "And you and Artie are always making fun of me, okay?" He goes, "That's not true." "Oh, really? What about that time I broke my tooth at the urinal? What's so fucking funny about that?" And Larry goes, "It was a back tooth, Hank. We just don't know how you did it." God damn it.
Oh, Jesus.
He was so great.
That really, you know the way it is.
He was
you don't
so
want,
great.
The thing you don't
want to
so do.
He was so nice.
He was.
He was always so nice.
And I don't even know him that well, but you know what?
That's me neither,
another,
but like,
to another.
A few times you met him, he made you feel like, oh, I'm like.
At Sarah's party, he always went out of his way to do a bit or something. I got incredibly nervous around him because, like I say, I don't know. I made this term up. I'm not starstruck, but I'm talent struck.
Me too.
And I'm not saying if I saw the Kardashians at the mall, I wouldn't stop and fucking stare for an hour. No. I would stare, but I wouldn't stare for an hour. But I'd turn and look. Of course, I'm not going to try to act so cool that it doesn't get me. But no, I'm not going to be obsessed with it. But when I see someone that I admire their talent, I would get, like, too nervous around him. Like, it was just, but he was always so nice. Or at the Magic Club. And then he was like a guru when he talked about comedy. I loved to hear him.
Love talking to him about comedy. Yeah. I gave him a joke. He used it.
Really?
Uh-huh. I wrote him a tag at Comedy Magic Club, first time I ever met him. And then he did that joke on Mar, and that was the coolest thing.
Isn't
the
it true?
Coolest thing that's ever happened to me in comedy.
Isn't it true that right after he told that joke, your mother punched him?
Well, they were having other problems that were unrelated to that joke.
Wow. No, We did talk about it on the show a few weeks ago. You know, we've almost been around long enough to wonder.
He was important. He mattered.
He did matter.
He mattered.
He mattered at so many levels. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, of course.
He was important.
He was important. He made, like I say, it's just this simple.
People don't know how much he shaped their lives, or at least the landscape of American comedy today. Behind the scenes, how many people came up through the Larry Sanders Show? Everybody, I mean, some of the giants today are, you know, least admirers, if not students of his.
D-A-N-I-E-L, Keto, D-A-N-I-E-L, Keto, D-A-N-I-E-L, Keto, D-A-N-I-E-L, Keto.
So listen, we're here with Daniel Keno as my guest. See, I do a
that was a little,
show.
Yeah, I mean, was that too sad? Did we get too sad about Gary Shandling?
Not at all.
Okay, good.
That's exactly what I want to do. I want to be like if we were, like we always say, if we were hanging out in the house. That's what happens. You're silly, then you're sad. Plus, we had talked about him before, but
like, didn't
I always
you have
like
one of those moments where you hear somebody
it
die?
It bummed me out.
And then you go, oh, that's a bummer. And then you start to think about, like, really start to think about what they mattered to the business.
You know, it's funny you say that.
To the art form. And then you go, fuck, that actually, like, he was important.
You know what? Well, here's the only, if there is a lesson to be learned, maybe. Because you're right. It wasn't just he was important,
mm-hmm.
And that's a compliment, and that it's the only time I wish that people actually could hear what we were saying now. But it's okay. It still puts a good energy. Everything he did was important, and it mattered. It doesn't matter if we don't go somewhere afterwards. How about what he did for just while he was here? It is important. I like that you say it that way because that's a nice. That's the compliment that he deserves.
So many people don't take it seriously. So many people get up.
So many people
like, you know, it's like, hey, I'm getting laughs. Isn't that what comedy is?
It's dangerous when you're the funnier you are, the more your bad beliefs are dangerous.
Right.
There's some people out there, I'll admit it, they have funny bones even, but they choose to use them in a bad way socially, and that's dangerous when you're funny. That's a weapon. That is an evil weapon. When you are fucking funny, bad enough some guy who's not funny might say hateful things, right?
Right.
Nah, but when you are fucking funny and then you choose to, that's fucking dangerous. That's not cute.
My favorite Gary,
that's not cute.
My favorite Gary Shandling joke.
He was always
My mother recently passed away. Don't feel bad. I've had a full life.
You know the joke about the monkey? He had a pet monkey. I don't remember the context of this joke, but I think he was obviously probably being eccentric on stage saying, I have a pet monkey. One night, I came home with a girl. This is the story that I heard. And then the monkey ran up and jumped up on top of the bed and bent over and pulled out a jar of Vaseline.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at him and I went, he's never done that before. And I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff.
And I don't know the context of where that. Yeah, I don't. Only because I'd be curious. Like, what was that from? You just have to ask somebody that knows. What in that was it? Was it in the show? Or
my favorite thing was him on Comedians in Cars with Jerry Seinfeld. Which, by the way, it's kind of morbid if you like look back. It's called "Thank God Gary Shandling's Still Alive." And then they do a joke about it. He goes, how old are you? He goes, oh, I'm 62. He goes, oh, so young. And then Gary goes, people only say that in reference to 62 when they find out you died. Oh, you're 62. You're so young. It's so funny. And then, like, literally when he died, LA Weekly headline, Gary Shandling, 62 years old, dies young at 62.
Wow.
I hope it was on purpose.
What do you mean on purpose?
Like somebody was hip enough to Gary to make the homage. But anyway, he studied chemical engineering, and Seinfeld goes, oh, yeah, like equations, chemical, like, you know, engineering equations, they're like comedy, they're like jokes. And Gary goes, yeah, but Einstein never had to bounce it off a crowd.
Wow. Gary Shandling said that?
Oh, so good. Anyway.
Wow. I have a question for you. It's more of a moral question. May I ask you? It'll take 30 seconds.
Yeah, I never refill the ice cube, ever.
Oh.
I wait.
See, I
always leave one
show.
In there. I always leave one in there just so my girlfriend can't be like, that was on purpose. I'll always go, oh, honey, what? That's not enough? Never refill it. She always does that.
Oh, I'm going to tell her
that's
to listen to the
works.
Show.
It works with us because I don't refill them. She does.
If both of you refill them, it'll be a mess.
If both of us refill them, yeah, there'd be
just pour water all over.
Or if none of us did, you know, just warm drinks for everybody.
So there's a guy that makes my jingles for the show, right?
Uh-huh.
And is this mean or do you think he gets the joke? Like, I make him do this. He has to do it. Well, you're going to see. He sent it to George Carlin.
Hi, I'm the voiceover guy for the Todd Glass Show. I sit in a booth like a real fucking idiot, and I wish I had more money saved so I didn't have to read this one. But I really needed the $50.
No, that's not mean, right? That's a joke. He gets it, right? He gets it, right? No, he gets it, right? He does get it, right?
I'm sure he gets it.
He must get it.
Hi, I'm the voiceover guy for the Todd Glass Show. I sit in a booth like a real fucking idiot, and I wish I had more money saved so I didn't have to read this one. But I really needed the $50.
How would you like to do
That's
something
great.
Special with me?
He sounds like the guy for all those. Is that the guy?
I don't know who he is. We email him things, and he sends them to us back. Did we say anything? QVC, we never played it.
There's a show.
Maybe if I met him,
I
would.
There's a channel called Velocity, right?
Sure.
It's very popular. And there's a show. They just show a car auction. It's not even a show. The car auction was already happening. And then they just put cameras inside. And these old cars were people bid on it. And it's the most popular show on the channel. People just watch a car auction.
Can I tell you?
And then you go in and pitch a show. And they go, what are the characters going to be like?
Hey.
You fucking idiot.
Daniel.
I'm going to point a camera at something interesting. Shut the fuck up.
Daniel. Seriously. I have the same thing. I agree. Like, it's. Right, don't be rude. No, don't be rude. But I do have do it in the rhythm then. But I have a thing. Shit, I do need one right there.
Okay. Well, there's club soda in the refrigerator, too.
This guy never skips a beat.
No, I want to talk about that car show. Can I talk about the car show?
Look, I can grab limes.
What about the car show? It's fun. I watch it. No, I know. How did they figure it out?
No, you talked about that they sold that show. Like, you didn't want to know about our car. How about the show? Picture this. By the way, I'm not making up the dialogue. Maybe I'll change the tone a little. This happened. To George Carlin, this happened. We have a show. It's like one couple. They look at three homes, and then they pick one. Sold! Yeah. Sold! They bought it. What's going to happen season two? Same thing.
Hey, how about National Geographic, wild tuna? Hey, what's the show about? Just fishermen fishing.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is put the camera on.
Fucking, I'm in.
By the way, I'll be honest with you. I do think that if the more comfortable I am on a show, if something like that camping show gets to be sold, where I'm very comfortable doing what I'm comfortable with, I think that... Yeah, what you're basically saying is those things don't seem traditionally funny either. Maybe you don't understand the concept of how... This is how I feel if I was going to pitch something that believed in me, but I had to take them over the top. Turn the camera on me.
Yeah, but you're interesting. Funny.
Let me do... No, what I'm saying is it doesn't matter. Those shows captured the audience. It's okay to give those shows compliments. Who would think watching that would be interesting? But it is.
No, right.
You never know.
It is.
And that's what I'm saying about me. That you might not understand it. Can you understand the car thing? Does that seem to work? But as you start seeing it, yeah. So that's how I feel, is that if that camping show works, I feel it really houses where I'm very comfortable. And I think in that, if you turn the camera on me in those situations, that I would make it fun. Hopefully I'd make it poignant. Hopefully I would, but even though, well, the camping show does sort of.
Entertaining and educational.
Okay, I'm going to have to take a deep breath. And then we're going to come back and close the show.
Okay.
Wow.
How do you feel about this
one? What?
I'm going to be in Chicago when this comes out.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to say in the opening.
Come out to Zany's. I'll do more stuff about your meaningless life and all the things you hold dear and cherish as rituals that your families have been a part of. I'm probably going to talk about how they're invented and mean nothing. But, I'll sell CDs afterwards, so it's a win-win for me.
April 14th and 15th at Zany Chicago. April 16th at Zany's in Rosemont. He canceled all his gigs in North Carolina. And that's really opened up
just a weird coincidence.
Daniel Keno's like Bruce Springsteen, or Bruce Springsteen's like him. One of these guys has time to be on the Todd Glass Show this week.
Follow at Daniel Keno on Twitter and at Springsteen on Twitter.
We're good then.
I can't believe that did not get a bigger laugh out of you. I put a pig nose on. And I'm dancing around in front of Daniel and always looking at, like, why are you wearing a pig nose? Duncan's silly. Is Duncan wrong and you're right, or is it the other way around? Because he was thinking that's the most stupid thing. Where'd you get the pig nose? Tell me if I can guess why you were laughing.
But can't that be a great thing about you? You're a little bit of something for everybody. Duncan's got an IQ of a, hold on. It doesn't vote for the he's dumb joke if I can't think of the punchline. He's got an IQ of a, shit. He's got an IQ of, he's got an IQ.
Oh, listen,
he's got an IQ of an,
Can I tell you something?
I'm not joking. I don't have it.
I want to say something now so I don't forget.
Yeah.
I keep turning the volume off my own, and then when I ask for music again, it's not up. And I feel like don't always know I'll do it, but I always know it's my fault every time. So in my head, I know. I'm like, God damn it. You probably want to take a knife and like stick it in my hand and go, stop lowering it. But every time it doesn't come on, I'll take responsibility. It's that much important for me to have control over the volume. What I should try to remember to do is every time I turn it off is turn it back on. It's hard when I got a ship. I got a lot of.
He's got an IQ. I don't have it. No shit.
I don't be rude. Don't be rude. So anyway, these guys don't.
That's
these
humbling. This whole thing has been a very humbling.
No, shut up. It has been. Where you get treated better than this? Hey, can I ask you a question?
I meant the IQ joke.
Who appreciates you more than us? I want to meet them.
No, nobody gets me more than you do. Well, my girlfriend does a pretty good job, but
you like. I'd like to get my hands on her.
Hey, hey, come on! It's not nice.
I'm trying to be cool. I just want to be so cool.
Wow!
I thought that's what cool people said. No, I don't know anymore. You can't say anything. So my puppet act. Sure, I have a professional show. What about if I had a puppet? This could be the first time I ever said that I'm going to do a puppet, because I've said it 10 times in my career. You know, I had ideas for puppets.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, to George Carlin, I'm being honest. Like some weird thing, and then you think, oh, it's been done too much now. It was clever for a while, so if you know someone that did a puppet act, it was funny. It's, you know what? It's been done too much till someone does it and goes, ah, that's funny. So it's not. It's never done. But I thought, so
puppet?
Here's what it is.
You with a puppet?
I have a puppet, and, uh-huh. And you know the dynamics of a puppet is to be, say mean things to the audience. Well, I be me. All I have to do is be me. And to maybe make some of my rants funnier. And the puppet, I don't say that he goes, ah, you're so PC. He's so mad that he's so PC. Because that's you have to be. You can't do a good. We
I
can't,
think it's a good idea.
Well, good.
I think you should take headshots first. I think before you go on the road, I think you should take headshots with the puppet. Make it official, you know what I mean? Commit to the premise.
Daniel.
I think it should be Todd and what?
Can I tell you what that does? I hope you're not right. It says don't do it.
Yeah, I hope it does.
But why? What if I want to do it one night at UCB? What's that such a bad thing?
That's not a bad thing.
Aha, so you were wrong. Admit it. Ah, Daniel is wrong.
No, no.
And he knows it.
Daniel is wrong.
Daniel is wrong. By the way, I did think you were right for a second because I thought it looks stupid. But you know what? If another act did that, like Brandon Walsh committed to it and made headshots and hung them up with the club one night, I think fucking that's – he would commit to a
you
bit
know,
like
you
that.
Know, you know what would
you
happen
are wrong.
Is you were like,
I hear
hey,
by-
Todd, you do it as like a weird one-off show. This is what I imagine, right? You do it as like a weird one-off show at UCB, right? You get these headshots made and everybody gets the joke. They're all in on it. Maybe not even UCB. Like you do it at a theater somewhere.
I mean, who cares? I mean,
somewhere in town, right? And then everybody gets the joke.
Off, yeah.
And then you're on the
keep
road. You're
down.
Doing crackers. And somehow, who knows? Ruthann emails your publicist, I need headshots. And they sent the
they
fucking...
Sent the, and then everyone goes, I thought it was a puppet act.
What happened? And,
listen, I'm going to get a drink. We're going to come back and say goodnight.
Okay, let's do it.
Hold on. I just want to say a lot of things.
I got to use the bathroom, too.
As we go to break.
Todd, did you worry about that doorbell that just rang? Do you care?
I don't give a shit about it. I don't give a fuck.
I think
fuck
someone's,
that.
Well, okay, yeah. We can keep going.
We'll take a break.
Chicago.
Oh, yeah. When are you going to be in Chicago? When are you going to be there? No, are you going to Chicago?
No.
No, are you?
No, I am. I am. I'm in Chicago right now.
Oh, yeah, it's Friday night. You're in Chicago.
Friday morning.
I can make it better, Joe. Listen. We'll be back. That's how we come back. Sure, I make it easy for Aristotle to edit. Sure, that medley
together.
Okay, listen, we're done. It goes too quick. Can I tell you, I got to figure out some way to do after shows.
Oh, my God, I just saw that.
Yeah, I have to figure out a way to do an after show, because you know what? I really enjoyed it the other week. Aaron said he's going to hang an omnidirectional mic where we can just have the recorder for times when I want to do an after show, and that way everybody, you know, we don't have to keep everybody here. So I think I'm going to start doing that, because we did it one week, and it was a lot of fun. Because I still feel like, I'm going to be honest with you, I feel like now I'm ready, but I don't have that piece of paper with all the bits.
Now you're ready to do the show?
Now I'm ready. Like, no, I was ready half an hour ago.
Oh, that's
now
good.
I'm really ready, and now it's time to say goodnight.
Yeah.
That's the name of my book.
Yeah.
I'm ready, now it's time to say goodnight. That was
I
my
feel
first
like
country.
Every time I'm here, it's this. Okay, let me just rip through these things.
I know.
And then we'll get to the show.
What do I
and
do?
And then you get done with the things you have to rip through, and then it's like, hey.
Can I tell you something?
The end.
And, I'm
and
being,
I love it.
To George Carlin, I'm being honest.
I hope that doesn't sound combative of Tom Martin.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. To
I hope his opinion matters to me.
Well.
No, it does.
Well, he's dead.
Oh, no.
Got hit by a bus.
Oh.
Heidi's already
that
remarried.
That happens to a lot of people, you know.
Heidi's already remarried.
Already?
Yeah, she married
who?
Wayne Newton. It ends up he was fucking her when he was on tour. That Tom
Wayne Newton's on tour. What?
Now you'll listen to the show more, Tom. If you just stumbled upon this, what's all the other shit you think you're
funny
missing?
Funny and nice is Tom Martin. He's the best.
Let me tell you something. I agree.
The
to George Carlin, I think he's a special person. I'm glad he's in my life. I feel that way about Troy, And there's a few other people. I'm not going to start listing names.
That proves you don't have to be an asshole to be super funny.
Yes. Who are we talking about?
Tom Martin.
I know.
And then we're talking about something else. You just came back into the podcast. You're hearing this song right now.
Okay.
So we took from there. We put a song in the middle.
A little bit of thing right, here.
Let's let me go to close.
Let's rip through some stuff then get to the show.
Rip. Pull your chair up. Pull your chair up. I'm talking. I want you to listen. No, seriously. That's how I have to talk to you.
I feel like I'm under arrest for something.
I want to finish what I was saying about being all over the place and the shows. You know, certain amount of it I'm all right with. But I hope there's somebody out there going like, not if they are thinking this, they're happy to hear what I'm saying. I don't mind still working on it. I don't mind learning. And I've thought it a lot. Maybe it's just time to do it. Usually for me, when I talk about the serious stuff, you know what I mean? That's just what I've tagged it. It's not on its own show. Seems to be better. Because I take my time. I'm so excited to get to the silly part, but I definitely want to talk about that. I just shouldn't put it in the way of the silly thing. It's like talking about it before you go into Disneyland. Like, why don't you just make it its own day? So I think, does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, so all the serious stuff. If you're going to go to Disneyland, just make that the Disneyland day.
Yeah, don't try
to. Don't go to Knott's Berry Farm.
No.
In the afternoon.
No.
Just go to Disneyland. Don't go outside. They're not even close to each other.
If you,
the lines are so long. The money you're going to spend, just do Disneyland, right?
No.
Like, don't do both.
Are you serious? To George Carlin, are you serious?
No.
Thank God. I was so ready to yell at you 8 ways. Wow. So we have to close.
Yeah.
We have to say goodbye to people.
Are we going
to
close with Hot Towel?
We're going to, what?
Are we going to close with Hot Towel?
Oh, we are. Shit.
Hot Towel, yeah.
Hot Towel. So here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. Just let me take the ship in here. I want to make this cool. Let's get the lights a little lower. Duncan's going to close with a song. We'll make it nice.
Mm-hmm.
I want so much reverb in his voice. Not where there's a point when it can be too much. Then you bring it down. But let's sell this. But first, what I'm going to do, let's do a guitar check so we can go into this clean. Put a little.
All right. Okay, guys, I get it. Yeah, he's checking the guitar.
No, now he's really playing.
No, yeah, okay.
No, Daniel, now he's really
check
playing.
Check 1, 2, 3.
No, Daniel.
Very
listen,
well rehearsed.
Daniel, potato salad. That's actually him playing. That's my safe word.
It's potato salad?
No, we make that up so we can lie. It's like saying, yeah. So
okay, go ahead.
Let me hear it. Like, go sing.
Sing.
Okay,
sing.
So here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We got that over there.
Mm-hmm.
Probably adjust the lights a little bit more. Let's turn around and enjoy this. You know how before, you have to enjoy a performance. You can't just think, oh, because.
Turn around and do your act.
That was said to me.
I know. I remember that quote. Yeah. Turn around and do your act.
Tell the audience now.
Obviously.
Steve Sciarippa used to, I think a lot of people know this. He was like the head maitre d'.
Steve Sciarippa, who played, an actor, a great character actor. Look him up. He was on The Sopranos.
Anyway, he used to be like, he ran 3 showrooms. He was the head.
Riviera.
Yeah, at the Riviera. And back when you would do 21 shows a week, and you would go up there, it was great to be able to do it. And you're in Vegas, and you're getting paid.
Like
you're,
90s.
They never kept us at the hotel, the nice hotel. They stayed next door at the shitty hotel, and even that was great.
Uh-huh.
You know, one time David Spade said he stayed at that El Camino or whatever. Uh-huh. And he said he went to another comedian's door, and he goes, he was all dark, he had the shade shut. He looked at Dave like, what are you doing up? You know, because they do, hey, I'm going to go walk on the strip. He's like, no, I don't get up till 5 or something. Dave's like, oh, is that what they do? So anyway, it was 21 shows a week, and Steve Sciarippa was there. This has to all go back to what you just said. You can't yell that out, and then I don't tell the backstory. And,
can I tell the story?
Sure.
All right, so Todd, what are you, in your 20s?
Yeah, I'm 24, 25.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're 24, 25, Todd Glass, playing Vegas, right? Steve Sciarippa, who is kind of a character, but also very connected to the Vegas mobster scene. He's Italian, but he plays it up very well, but he's also real, and he's running the showroom. And then Todd's dicking around. The crowd's bad, right? And you're just doing bits where, at this point, you're not even facing the crowd, right?
I thought that dumb joke where I would turn around and do my comedy to the wall. I'm not saying
so
it was,
you turn around and start doing your act to the wall, completely disregarding the audience, and then Steve Sciarippa watching the show in the back of the room,
gets on the back mic and goes, "Turn around and do your act." And you know what I did?
You turned around and I did my act.
I turned around and I did my fucking act. And you know what? I'm gonna tell you the truth. Like, I have no problem going back and dissecting that where he was wrong and I could do it brilliantly. I can't, because you know what? Enough time has passed that I realized. First of all, this sounds like I'm just saying it to say it to make it look like he was that guy that he Bud never found out. Somebody else that might fake. He just dealt with it.
He dealt with it. Yeah, he never fired you.
Nope.
He yelled at you. And you
but you know
bad,
what? Can I tell you the truth?
And you got your fucking money. Yeah.
Can I tell you the truth? Now, as knowing a little bit different, whatever we made, it was like $800, $900 a week. We made and a hotel and all and free food all 24 hours a day.
Oh, free food. Oh. Man, some people spend their lives growing harvest and then
in Vegas. Whoa.
Themselves, but no, I just waltz in and get free food.
Okay. Now I know what I'm doing. Don't get in the way of 2 minutes away from what I want.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You're only going to save 2 minutes, really, because I'm so close. So anyway, because you know what?
There's something there. Like Bud never found out. You never got in trouble.
And guess what? I know what it. They really, at the end of the day, if you did your time, which was so short, there really could be a nice week. And he would help you out if you wanted to get into shows and stuff. But you know what I realized? Me wanting a comedy club to be perfect. Yeah, you know what? There's so much to do. Just turn around and do your fucking act. Guess what? He's right. And he couldn't stand. I know what it's like to sit and watch bad lighting or bad the PA's bad or they're not running a room fucking right. He's seeing a comedian. Okay, it's all right. You're struggling. Turn around and do your fucking act. And I love this part of the story because I love, you know, some people go, you know what I said, fuck you. No, you know what I did? I fucking turned around and did my goddamn act with a little shit in my pants.
but then nothing happened, and then went back. And
no, because it was over, and I didn't argue with them, and I was like, yeah, it's
I
okay.
Love that story.
I turned around and did my act. Then I went downstairs and talked to the Foster Books doll. I listen. So we're going to get these hot tails out. You're already over there. Now, these are going to be too hot to touch, but I do want to give you the rules because I don't like, once I'm handing them out, to be telling.
I love to have rules when I'm relaxing.
I know. Why don't you shut up? Or you won't be a part of it. I'll do it in front of you to teach you a lesson. Okay. So, you'll agree. I don't like to be, but I know to shut up when you're getting the towel, but so that's why I do it now. So when I hand them, there's just quiet begins when I'm handing them. You can go, sort of that sound. But what it's saying is we're not just going to close. Someone's going to. If I did comedy for somebody, I don't care where it's at. I want them to have the perfect audience. So Duncan Carey's going to do a song. So, in this room, I want it to be the great crowd. We'll turn around. We're going to have our hot towels. We had a little bit of fresh air. And we're going to, be the audience we would want to be if we were doing stand-up comedy. So I'm going to hand. Now, the minute I hand these towels, what does it mean? Shh. Stop. Appreciate us all being together. It's special. We don't have to go, I swear, I was in a room with all my friends and we were laughing and giggling. Yeah, because we'll do it again. It's not like something else people say is great. I don't see it. We see it. This is great. This is fucking sick that we get to do this, right? I'm going to give the hot towels right now. No talking. I'm the guy who could ruin a hot towel. If you fucking say one thing when I give these hot towels, I swear to God, I'll come around with a cold towel and I'll smack you in the face with it. I got cold towels dunked in this bucket of ice right below me right here. One person doesn't do the hot towel.
Hot or cold.
Hot or
up
cold.
To you.
It's up to you. Okay, last thing I'm going to say. To George Collin. They are a little too hot to touch. That's the only way they're perfect.
That's,
get them, you put them in the air.
Name of my
you know the
Tinder profile. Ah, my face! My face! My face!
Okay, that's the best. We can still do it. We can still... Oh my God, Daniel. You folks, you have to see how hot they are here. I don't know. I think I turned the thing on too high. They're still where we can't really touch them. Okay, here we go. Shh. Let's try to go back. Here we go.
That's good.
I put a hurting on the bottle. Baby, now I'm blind enough to see. Been drinking whiskey like it's water, but that don't touch the pain you put on me. I was veering for the white side of the shoulder. Faded lights cast upon the wall. Baby, I know we've been getting older, but you're never too old to learn to crawl. I put a hurting on the bottle. Baby, now I'm blind enough to see. Been drinking whiskey like it's water, but that don't touch the pain you put on me. Well, I met you with your thumb out in the alley. No one comes around here no more. Been looking for a peek inside the valley. Been searching for a key outside your door. I put a hurting on the bottle. Baby, now I'm blind enough to see. Been drinking whiskey like it's water. That don't touch the pain you put on me.
That's what they hear.
Been riding high and low expectations. It's like singing loud when there's no one around to hear. Been drinking from the well of inspiration, but he keeps falling on these wasted ears. I put a hurting on the bottle. Baby, now I'm blind enough to see. Been drinking whiskey like it's water. That don't touch the pain you put on me. I put a hurting on the bottle. Been drinking whiskey like it's water. That don't touch the pain you put on me.
That looked like he was really singing. Like, honestly.
Oh, God.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. It's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings. Whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.